This week on the Pine Valley Podcast, now that all my children is over, what the fuck are we gonna talk about? And why the fuck should you tune in? It's true.
Girl, we still got one life to live.
Damn straight we do. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
People were suggesting that maybe we should change the name to reflect
TV and other ephemera. Is that a word? Ephemera? That's a word. What accuse us of is not being positive. So we're gonna try to be positive. And what I'm gonna say is I'm positive. I hate the show right now. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Why the F would you bring him back? Why?
Woo, woo, woo.
Screaming alert.
All right, I'm gonna try to think of something positive.
Angie Weave is behaving.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
What? It was hot this week.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I am not amused. I don't think Erica Keane's a bitch. I think Julie Handcraft Butters is a bitch.
Yes. We watch, so you don't have to.
And you're going to have to start paying us for that because I don't know how much longer I can watch with you.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending October 28th, 2011.
All right, so we agree we're going to still call it the Pine Valley Podcast.
Absolutely.
We're not changing
Pine
it.
Pine Valley is America.
Yes.
It represents
memory,
all that America is.
In memory of all my children, we're still the Pine Valley Podcast.
But it's true. Pine Valley was a little slice of America that is any town USA. That's how I feel about it.
All right. There you
Don't
go.
Don't you agree?
There you go.
So we can talk about anything USA in the Pine Valley Podcast.
All right. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. It's just weird because this is officially our first podcast since I've been left it all my children ended.
It has been 1 month, 5 days, and 22 hours.
Lord, since. You're good.
I was going to go to the minutes, but I didn't want to freak you out.
Okay.
Since all my children ended.
I'm going to start crying.
I'm going to start crying again.
I'm like, oh
I have
God.
A question for you.
What?
Have you seen one episode of The Chew?
No! Why would I? Girl, I wouldn't tune into that for nothing.
That
There's not
mess.
Enough money in the world. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was a little bit curious and I thought to myself, I'll just tune into it for 2 seconds. Just so I could say, yeah, it is a piece of I don't care. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I know some of our listeners did because we were on my Facebook page and they were saying like, oh, I tuned in. It was a hot mess, blah, blah. And the last I read, because when it first premiered, the ratings were equal to that of All My Children's
for
last
a day,
month.
Honey, for like a
well,
day.
That's the thing.
By the end
I got
of the week.
Scared. I know. That's what I'm saying. At the beginning of the week, I got scared. I was like, oh my God, it's getting, because you know, All My Can't Children's ratings went up. Those
yes.
last few weeks.
Yes.
So I'm thinking they must think they won something. And
Brian Franz must have wet his tidy whities.
And then a couple of days later, that's when the truth came out. That every day they were hemorrhaging.
Literally rated. Hemorrhaging
like,
viewers.
It was just like literally it was like Grey's Anatomy. Stat, we're losing it.
I don't think they care. I don't think it matters.
And let me tell you something. Every blurb, every article in every newspaper
every
magazine
newspaper,
says the same
major
thing.
Newspaper hates
they
every major magazine
junk.
Hates
they're like they
it.
Don't understand like what
they
is the purpose of it
Mario
what is the
Fatale.
Point it's just stupid it's ridiculous it makes no sense they're like really seriously so everybody is in agreement that the Chew is a piece of
blue
the Chew blue Chew blue.
I say blue because it's going to be over. Well, actually, I don't know that it's going to. That's the only thing that
it
pisses me
won't.
Off.
It's a reality. These reality shows stay
They
on.
Only probably need like a third. I don't consider this reality. This is like a talk show, a variety show. It's not
I,
a reality
I still don't,
show.
I still, what? Really? 60 minutes, five times a week talking about food?
That's my point.
Like, honestly, with a whole network that exists called the Food Network, you
That's
need this show?
That's what I don't understand. There is, and I know we've talked about this until we're blue in the face. I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing it, but, you know, I know we're all in agreement here that there is a place for daytime drama on television. Can I tell you, I am now the freaking poster girl for stay-at-home mom. I stay at home with my two kids. They're two
well,
and a half
right,
now.
That's right, you got two kids.
And they take their naps now at 1 o'clock, and I used to DVR on my children. And sometimes I could catch it live, but usually I saved it for the DVR. And now, when I'm done putting them down, I have to wait till 2 o'clock to see television. I go to my DVR and I try to see something on my DVR. I will not watch The Chew. And I really feel, even though I was, you know, towards the end, I was having a hard time keeping up with all my children. Like, not even towards the end, but more towards, like, the beginning of the end. I now am so freaking out of my skull. It's really true. Like, I'm sitting at home and I have to wait till 2 o'clock to see any drama. Now, what's going to freaking happen when it's not on anymore? I can't watch no Days of Our Lives or Young and the Restless. I don't go there. I haven't been there and I won't go there.
Let me tell you something.
What am I going to do? What is there on television for me? I got to watch Thomas the Train and Sesame Street all day freaking long?
I know.
I'm mad.
They ain't no electric company.
It's really stupid. It's not that expensive to make soaps. I mean, it is expensive, but it's not like a nighttime show. You could figure out how to do it on a dime.
Yes, they could, but they won't. That's the whole thing. Let me tell you something. I said it before, and I'll say it again.
Say all it they again, had to Jordan.
Do is scale back.
Joe Hood.
All they had to do was scale back. We don't need no location shoot in Barbados or anything like that. We just want you just give us the living room and some drama, and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all Ryan's Hope gave us. And Ryan's Hope, I told you how good Ryan's Hope was.
I know.
And Ryan's Hope had like a couple of sets. They had the bar upstairs at the bar where they lived, and the hospital. And that was it. And that's all I needed.
Yep.
To create some serious drama.
And they have phenomenal actors on that show, and they have phenomenal writers. And
that's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need all this CGI.
Even Guiding Light at the end, when they had to really scale back, and they were shooting in the freaking studio hallways. You know what I mean? They had the actors in the end. Some people might disagree, but I know you love the writing.
I know. When they first transferred over, the writing was
terrible.
You showed me a few things. But then when they brought on an old writer on the show who knew the history, and then you saw the change. What is that?
It's an organic peanut butter cup.
Oh my, really, girl?
I have to give you a piece, don't I?
No. You eat it.
Breaking my heart to share because, first of all, it costs $2.
Oh, my God. A dollar for that?
This is a dollar.
That's a dollar for one.
Because I love you so much.
No, give me a quarter.
No. Eat the whole half. You can't have just a quarter. You will die.
Oh, my God. Where do you get this stuff?
They don't have them in dark. They have them in dark chocolate, which is even better, but they didn't have it today. You got. That's a peanut butter cup, right? It looks just like a Reese's, but it's organic. It's incredible. He's speechless.
This is worth $2.
I was saving it just for you because I knew you would like it.
Oh, my God. Where did you get
this? Because you love the cookies, the organic stuff.
I know. I love those organic-looking Oreos.
I should give you those. I should buy those for you.
Where do you get them, though?
You don't understand. Jordan Hudson is the best. He is, like, literally, like, licking his lips and saying, he, like, is the most enthusiastic eater, but...
That's why my friend Vanessa, her mother loves when I come home to eat, because she loves the way I enjoy my food, because she's a cook, you know, she loves people enjoying her food.
Mm-hmm.
She loves watching me eat. She said I eat with so much gusto.
He really does.
Girl, this is...
He's, like, taking... I give him a half of a cup. He's, like, taking little nibbles of it to savor it.
This is better than The Chew, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We'll make our own Chew show.
We really should.
Organic stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, you're right. So, Guiding Light, you're talking Guiding Light.
Oh, Guiding Light. So, once they got the writing back on target, it didn't matter that they were shooting so low budget. I was invested when Philip came back and Beth was having the affair with the kid, Buzz's son. I mean, Coop, all that was great stuff. That was great soap opera stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't want Guiding Light to get canceled at the end.
Who's going to watch TV during the day anymore?
I don't know.
Like, it's us watching TV during the day. We don't have our soaps. What the hell?
None of those models will be watching The Chew because they don't eat.
What models? What are you talking about?
Models. Like, you know, all these girls that have eating disorders and stuff like that, models and stuff, they won't be watching. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that are very, like, health conscious, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a show, because I don't think that what they're showing on The Chew is like how to cook things healthy, right?
Mm-mm.
Because if they are, then those people are bad examples. They're all heavy.
I'll be honest with you, I don't really know, because I don't watch a damn show.
But they're all heavy.
I don't know what they're doing over there.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
they don't look healthy. No offense.
It's stupid. It's making us have more of an excuse it's to like, not watch ABC.
It's like me, right? If I go to a gym, right, and I'm taking an abs class, and the person has a beer gut, why am I going to take a class from him? I don't care if he knows how to do abs. That doesn't inspire me.
It's kind of true.
So I'm as much as, and let me tell you something, I'm not, and she'll tell you, I work out a lot. I work out for a couple of hours.
They've seen your pictures.
Day.
I posted your pictures.
I know,
you have a beautiful body.
The reason that I do that is because I like to eat and drink. I'm not going to... I mean, I don't drink as much as I used
bullshit.
To drink.
I don't buy it.
But I eat. I like to eat. I'm not going
to
give up my
Jordan,
food.
Jordan, you do it because you like to look beautiful, too.
No, you like to be healthy.
No, I think
But
like
what I'm saying is I'd rather work out harder and longer than not eat. You know what I mean? Because there are people that, you know, like, I know what to do. If I wanted my body to be, like, totally, like, ripped with no, like, body. I know exactly what to do. I'm a trainer. I know how to do that. The thing is, I don't want to do that. I like to eat. Yeah. I mean, life is short. Life is short to deprive yourself. I mean, I'm working with somebody who doesn't eat.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. And then what... You know what kills me?
Blanco?
No, Moreno. He's black.
Really?
Oh, girl, he's a queen. Oh. So, but like, and I love him. Don't get me wrong. I love him. But
anorexic?
I tell him all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's insane. He literally does not, he's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. He doesn't eat meat. He doesn't eat anything. He doesn't eat, period. Like, I told him, I'm like, how are you surviving? Like, I could not do that.
Yeah.
Like, we work a whole shift together and like, he doesn't eat anything. Like, maybe he'll go get egg whites on whole wheat.
Oh. Makes me want to barf.
And then the thing that really annoys me, though, is that he passes gas and it smells because he's a vegetarian.
Oh,
you know that, right?
My
and then he's always
God.
Like, ooh, what's that smell coming from? I'm like, you know where it's coming
that
from. It's coming
nasty.
From you. As nasty as that smell is, it's coming from you because you don't eat anything. And then he's like, ooh, it's cold in here, girl. And I'm like, it's cold in here because you don't eat. You got to put some freaking meat on you, man.
That's weird.
And he's so. And then what kills me is that then he'll say, oh, I feel bloated or I look fat. I'm like...
He's anorexic.
He looks... I told him that all the time. I said, he looks like a stick.
He has nothing.
He has like a flat stomach with a rip abs. I'm like, what are you... like?
You know who's anorexic.
I'm like, wait. But this is my point. My point is, people like that are not going to be watching The Chew. So I don't know who's watching The Chew.
Because everybody is a black queen that's anorexic. So many out there.
Oh, we've lost track.
I was going to get us back on track because you know who's anorexic?
Who?
Kelly Monaco from General Hospital. They put her ass on a scale on the Dirty Soap.
Really?
And she weighs 100 pounds.
She looks thick on General Hospital.
No way. Everyone's worried about her because she's so skinny ever since she broke up with this hoodlum. You see that guy?
No, he I don't watch like, that Dirty
that
Soap.
That guy, look, I can't believe that you, Mr. Soap Man, are not watching Dirty Soap.
You know why I'm not watching it.
I cannot believe it.
You know why I'm not watching
her, it. Her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend of 18 years, she goes, you killed my soul. And the guy looks like, he looks like, how could I say, he looks like Chewy from the late night show.
Chelsea Handler?
No. Oh, yeah, for Chelsea Handler.
He's short?
No, he's not short. But he looks like a hoodlum. He looks like a drug trafficker from Guadalajara. I swear
Well, I know he's
God.
Latin because his last name is Latin.
But he looks like a hoodlum. Like,
and
he
that was
a boyfriend
of 18 years?
Of like 18 years. She is out of her freaking mind.
He must have been hung.
I'm telling you, something was going on there. She must be shit. House crazy
because she's pretty. She's not as pretty as she once was. Like, she's not as cute as she was on Port Charles. And Port Charles, when she first came out on Port Charles, she was hot.
Yes,
she was very hot on Port
Charles. I think
Charles.
She's beautiful.
No, I'm not saying that she's not beautiful. I'm just saying that she's. You know how I'm always saying how women, as they get older, get better. I don't feel that way about her.
Well, I think as Taylor Crawford used to say, she's 10 pounds of crazy in a 5-pound bag because
she is
out of her freaking mind. She was on Dirty Soap on this show, and she was so skinny, everyone's worried about her, so they put her on a scale that barely registered 100. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so fucking fan. Like, it was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then they show her. I love it. They showed her an aerobics class. It was, like, a really active, like dance / aerobics class. She was practically in a bikini. Like, practically a bikini. And everyone around her looked a little miffed because they were, like, in yoga pants and T-shirts. And this woman is literally in a freaking bikini. And, of course, she's got a beautiful... I mean, she's skinny, but she does have a beautiful, shapely body. And she is just going crazy in this aerobics class for the camera. I'm saying, it's, listen, even if you said to me before we started, you said you think it's scripted or whatever, I'm sure it is. I have no doubts that it is.
Maybe not
but
scripted,
it is but like, it's a little.
What? Yeah, but.
So, but
they're soap actors.
They're over the top.
They know what drama is. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it because they show bits and pieces on Chelsea Handler and The Soup. They make fun of it.
I love it.
And I gotta tell you, that girl from Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
She looks like a tranny.
She's a hot tranny mess.
She looks like a tranny. Absolutely. I've always thought that
you
she looked like a tranny.
You have not seen her mother.
Oh, no. I saw the mother.
You saw the mother.
I saw the mother because Chelsea Handler was snapping on the mother.
I love the mother. The mother was entertaining.
Absolutely I love the mother.
I love the mother.
And let me tell you this. And I'm not
this
one.
This woman is boring compared to her
I'm
mother.
Not,
her mother is old
I'm
woman.
Not,
this woman is nothing.
I've never been a fan of hers. That Naja Bajaja. The Naja Bajaja or whatever her name is.
Mm.
Now, the boyfriend, I'm not one to ever say that I think anybody's gay or try to put anybody like that. Her boyfriend,
oh, he's
that
a
brand new, he seems like a mo.
Oh, absolutely.
He seems like a mo.
Oh,
and I'm
absolutely.
Sorry to say because I never try to shout
what
anybody out.
What did you
out.
Say to me on the phone the other day? Homo in the closet?
Yeah, he's like a homo in the closet.
And we can because, say that because we're gay friendly on
the
show,
sorry,
people.
I'm sorry. That voice is so high.
Well, can I tell you? This is why you would love this show because
the mother thinks he's gay?
I don't know. She didn't come out and say he's gay, but she is. She's, I think, Russian, right?
Yeah.
I think Russian because it sounded Russian.
Yeah.
I don't know. Russian. Some Eastern European. And she's telling her daughter, she's saying, I don't think that he loves you. He's not good to you. I don't like him. I don't like him. And she says, you've been together how long and he never bring you a flower? He tells me, I don't bring her flowers because the flowers are too expensive and they die. What kind of man is that? Your father, he died and a part of my soul killed with him. She's amazing. And she is dressed to the nines and pearls and jewels and everything. Her hair is long and black. She's got so much makeup on.
She thinks she's in a Chekhov pill.
She does. And I adore this woman because you know what? She's right. That man has no heat for this woman. None. That woman, you could argue that she's a hot tranny mess, but she is a beautiful woman and she does deserve
talent. She's a hot tranny, girl.
She's a hot tranny.
She's a very hot tranny. You know who's even more tranny than she
Who?
Is? There is this girl. I swear to God, I know she's a real woman, yes. Remember what's his name from One Life to Live? Skyler?
Yeah.
He's now Skyler. He's now big on Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, I didn't
he's
know that. Good for him. You go!
Girl, I thought he win like a Emmy this
year? I don't
year.
Know.
I thought he won best
How
anyway.
How the hell do I know?
No, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he got nominated. Anyway, the point is. Look at these little hoodlums, these little Latin
hoodlums.
They're
good kids. They're good kids.
They're good kids. She says that now until they start hitting the car with a snowball.
Yeah, until they start hitting the car with the car.
Then
they're throwing rocks.
Then you're going to get outside and grab your shoe and beat the shit out of them.
I'm going to have to beat the shit out of them.
And I don't get this. What is this wearing your pajama? This is very popular here in the Bronx. All the
really?
Ghetto kids come out in their pajama bottoms.
You never know
that
when there'll be
ghetto,
an opportunity to relax. There's always a relaxing opportunity.
It looks even worse when girls do it.
Who's the other tranny?
Oh. So I tune in and I'm watching these on location shots. I think they're in Denver, Colorado. And he's on his like honeymoon, and I'm like, when did they introduce a tranny storyline about the beautiful?
Oh,
and I'm sorry, this girl, and I know she's a real woman, but she looks like more of a tranny than the other one because this one looks really hard. She has like really mad. Like, at least the other one looks like a beautiful.
You don't
man.
Know the actress's name.
No, I don't know her name, but girl, she looks like a man. Like I'm talking like
Did
Mrs.
Kwan.
Did
you look for the Adam's apple?
Yeah, I was trying. But it was Denver, Colorado, so she was like bundled up in a turtleneck. And all I kept saying was thinking like Mrs. Kwan from Mad TV. She looking like a man. She looking like a man. She looked like a man, girl. I was like, wow, tranny storyline, bone of beautiful. And then I said, oh, no, I think that's a real woman. Ooh.
Wow. We'll talk more about Dirty Soap later if you want. Or if you
no,
want.
You could think you could talk about Dirty Soap. Look. I'll tell you one of the big reasons is there's nobody that I really like for me to tune in. I don't like the tranny mess.
But that's
I
why you tune in. You tune in when you
the
can't
The homo in the closet,
him.
Look, he's hot. I'm not going to lie. I
don't think so.
Second.
I was talking to Carlos about him. I don't think so at all. He's too girly to me. I need a
no,
man.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I mean?
Because you're a woman.
Right.
You know, But for gay men, he's beautiful. Okay, yeah, right, he's a pretty boy.
He's real thin. He's got real delicate bones. You know what I mean? Like, I need a man.
I like the face. I'm a face person. I like a face. He has a beautiful face.
He has nice eyes, but they're not.
I didn't
sexy
say I'd marry him. I just do him.
He looks like a girl. I don't want to be a girl. I want a man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's the same thing that I got, like, going. I mean, there have been effeminate guys that I'm attracted to, but I feel the same way. If I'm going to be with a man, I want him to be a man. If I'm going to be with a woman, I want her to be a woman, even though there are some butch girls that I think are very hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't go for butch.
Oh, yeah.
Too much for me.
It depends. It depends on how she carries it. I think sometimes that's very hot.
There's a fine line between butch and lipstick. There really is.
No, there's a very big line between butch and lipstick. What are you talking about?
That's what I meant. I got confused.
You got confused. I was like,
confused. I was like,
but I'm saying is that sometimes, depending on the woman, I've been very attracted to certain women that are very butch.
I'm just going to say this.
What?
I think if you love soaps, I think you should watch it because it's fun to watch, like, the fan events. Like, Kelly Monaco had a fan event, and this woman, she was laughing at this woman because she's like, that woman has the biggest tits I've ever seen. She can suck her own tits. Like, and then this woman stood up, and she goes, all right, I'm getting vulgar. All right. The woman stood up. Kid you not. The woman was bigger around the chest than I am tall. She was gigantic. She had the hugest boobs I've ever seen. She was a large woman, don't get me wrong, but she had the biggest boobs I've ever seen. And it was funny, like, and then Kirsten came to the event. I know.
Kirsten, look, I don't dislike
her. She's something wrong with her,
she's
too.
She has a serious illness. That's the reason she's off the show right now. They recast the role.
Well, that's what they're doing, covering right now on the show. Is
yeah,
that
she has a serious, serious illness. It's very, very...
Do you know what it is? Because they haven't said on the...
She has come out with it publicly. It's something that's very, very serious that I never even heard of, but supposedly it's not something that's common in the sense, like, everybody has it, mm-hmm. but it's not as uncommon, you know what I mean? Like, this is the first time I'm ever hearing about it, and it sounds very, very serious.
Well, then,
So, prayers out to you, Miss Kristen Storms. I hope, you know, but even before you got sick, I was never really a big fan. No, sorry, I'm just saying, I'm not gonna, that's not me cold.
You like, made me dying, and I'm really sorry.
I don't dislike her.
I just wasn't a fan.
I don't dislike her. It's not like it's not like... Look,
let's soften it. It's not like I didn't like you because I thought you were a bad actress. I just didn't think you were very good.
No, I think she's a good actress. I just, the character Maxie does nothing for me.
I totally agree with you.
It's just too much. It's just,
nothing
to do. I actually liked her on Days of Our Lives as Belle, when she played Belle.
Does everybody start on Days of Our Lives and then go somewhere else? Jesus Christ.
The way Young and the Restless gets all my children people, General Hospital used to love getting
I was gonna say,
But I liked on Days. It's just the character Maxie I find annoying to no end. And I actually liked the original teenage Maxie, the girl who played it, you know, growing up.
Right.
You know, she wasn't the strongest actress, but I liked her.
Well, then the other funny storyline, and it is a storyline, they're milking it for all it's worth, that JP doesn't want to marry
Farrah
Fath.
Okay, see, that's the reason I'm not watching. But you know I hate the two of them.
I'm fascinated by
you
it.
You all know that I worked on All My Children and One Life to Live. They all know
too.
That I worked on All My Children. And I could tell you that working with them, they were not the most pleasant people.
I hate them too. That's why it's delicious to watch how stupid they are on this television show. They're so stupid. They have to act for a reality show and they can't do it. That's how bad they are. Seriously, that's how bad they are. It's so pathetic. It's like she's basically like begging him to put a ring on her finger. Every story, everything that every interaction he has with anybody is about putting a ring on her finger. They show him out to dinner with him, her, and his mother, Bambi.
Mother's name is Bambi?
His mother's name is Bambi and his mother's gorgeous.
Bambi Labulu. How old is she?
She's got to be close to 50, if not 50
really?
Something. But she looks beautiful. She looks beautiful. Her skin's beautiful. Nose beautiful. She has the same freaking blonde hair that JP used to have because I think he's a little darker now. But she's actually a beautiful woman. And I could see where she would be a soap star's, you know, mom. But basically, she's been saying, this was like an episode where they told her that they were moving to LA because that's, you know, there's no more soap in New York. They're going to go to LA. And the mother starts to cry. And Farrah Fath was so insensitive about it. Like, I don't remember how the scene went, but she was so insensitive about it. And then they cut to her saying, like, I'm not going to cower to Bambi. Like, she just thinks that, like, she can do or say anything. I'm not going to cower to Bambi. Like, this is my life, and this is JP and R's life, and we're going to do it. We're not going to be bullied by her. It was, like, so
pathetic. Did you feel she was bullying them?
No, it was ridiculous.
She was just a mother who was showing some...
She was ridiculous, she was and just Fat Fat is like, a stupid bitch.
Well, let me tell you something. Spade is spade. Let me tell you something. First of all, those two deserve each other because never have I ever seen two miserable human beings. And I'm not going to front. When JP started on One Life to Live, I was hot for him like you would not believe. But God does not like ugly. And I don't care how beautiful your face is. When your inside is that ugly, the outside becomes very ugly very quick.
Absolutely.
And he is not a nice person. He's rude. He's belligerent. He's childish. He's immature. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the stories that I experienced being on that set and seeing the two of them.
Sure you can. We got nothing else to talk about. All my children ain't on the air no more.
There was one time. I'll tell you one time.
Yes. Please
there was
do.
One time where they were in the hallway and they were complaining to one of the security guards because I forgot how it went down, but supposedly somebody was on the set. And I think somebody was giving one of the actors was giving like a fan a tour or something, or somebody a tour. I don't know if it was a relative or something. And she got upset because that person was on the set.
Okay.
That's it. So she was carrying on and complaining, and to the point that JP felt the need to defend her and blah 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 blah. And it's just like, how old are the two of you?
We're never gonna have them on our show, right?
No.
She's a stupid bitch. I hate her.
I can't. Let me tell you
something. And can I just tell you something? You should watch the show. I'm telling you should watch the show.
Somebody was asking me if JP's gay.
He might
somebody
be.
Somebody on my Facebook said.
He honestly might be. He's that unappealing. Watch him on the show. Can you watch a couple times? Let me tell you a story.
Wait, what?
Because you watch him on the show. Hold your thought because I want to hear it. When you watch him on the show, the hysterical thing about it is Farrah Fath is so freaking lazy. Her and her chicken fat freaking lips on that show. She's so lazy. Even as someone who has a good storyline right now, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, she has a good storyline. As much you might like it or hate it, but for an actor, it's at least got legs, right? It's got meat. It's got something because you can see the two. She's a lazy freaking bitch. And that's how she is on Dirty Soap. Everything is like, she can't even bother to open her freaking mouth to talk. Everything is like, so are you going to put a ring on my finger or like what? It's like, she's so boring, so flat. She drags her feet. She was at a family reunion in Kentucky with those Kentucky Fried Chicken lips. And she was, it was like anything she could do to get her ass out of her chair with her lazy ass sister sitting across from her. Her sister is just like her. Just like her. Lazy talker, greasy lips. I'm telling you, it is so awesome to watch. You will get such a take on them. She doesn't do nothing any differently on that show than she does in life. She walks through the show like she walked through life like a lazy freaking bitch. What you think?
Fat. Get it through your head.
Fat.
Why?
You know what my nickname for her is?
What?
Lazy freaking bitch.
Why? Why is he going to buy the chicken when he can get the pluck for free? You're like Brian Franz to me. If I saw you burning on the street, I wouldn't urinate on you to save your life. I can't stand Farrah Fath. She's an awful actress. It was so depressing because they got my hopes up so high that she was going to be leaving for good, and now she's back.
It's like Jaws.
This is like, and I won't lie. JP is a piece of. But I'm in the front. He's hot. I still find him hot. I mean, I know he's a horrible person, but he's a sexy man.
And he's a horrible actor. Let's face it.
Yeah, he's over the top.
Let's talk about... Can we talk about one particular storyline?
What?
We can talk about Todd and Taya. And part of the Todd and Taya murdering Victor Lord storyline was that we thought for a brief hot second that Shane did it.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you
that
something.
That was a nice twist.
It was a nice twist and a good freaking storyline. And a believable storyline after what this child has been through. Seeing his mother murdered. His mother got murdered for him to save him and protect him. And there was a slight possibility in that moment of time that his son might have actually committed murder. JP had a good excuse my language, a good storyline. This is how angry it makes me. He had a good storyline. And he was so freaking lazy in that storyline of a father coming to terms with the fact that his son may have committed murder or may not have. Like, it's either way, it doesn't matter. His son went to that house with the intention to kill somebody. He had a gun in his hand. Why are you going to cry?
No, keep going.
It's amazing, right? It's an amazing twist.
You know what it is?
What? What? Tell me. Because I want to fucking understand. It's my language. I can't even help it.
JP doesn't have the ability that, like, a Cassie Wesley or Florencia or Roger Howard has to put layers and colors. He only knows how to play the obvious, the one note. So there isn't that kind of texture, because the one thing that was so sad about One Night to Live this week was that the beginning of One Night to Live was so great. Why? Because the beginning of this week, because whenever Tate and Blair are on, you know you're going to have a good time. But the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday, we were subjected to Natalie and Rex and Gigi's story. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. All My Children was one thing, because that was our baby. One Night to Live is not my baby, so I'm not going to lie to you. Whenever Gigi and Rex had scenes, just the two of them, I fast-forward it. And whenever Snatchley and McBain have scenes together, I fast-forward it. If they're in scenes with other people that I like, I watch them. But when it's just those two couples, I fast-forward. And it was torture that I couldn't fast-forward, because Gigi was with Cutter, and McBain was with the returning of Marcy and Michael Marcy. And
Michael.
Rex was with... Well, Rex, I kept telling myself, why am I not fast-forwarding Rex and Aubrey? But I knew that this was important to the storyline, so I watched.
Fine.
But, but One Night to Live was not that exciting for me on Thursday and Friday without my Tate and Blair.
I liked it, though. I still liked it.
No, don't get me wrong.
And I'm not saying I watch every frame.
I'm not saying that it wasn't done well.
I savor it. I savor it now.
Yeah.
Because it's what we have left,
yeah,
and it's good.
I'm not saying that it isn't done well. I mean, one of the reasons that I'm able to stomach it is because it is a classic soap storyline. And
how
I was telling you before,
Tina
because she
Cord?
Asked me, I can't go into that right now. Let's finish about the bad stuff. Because I'm really upset about Tina and Cord.
Oh, my God.
I'm really upset about Tina
and Cord. He just gave me a look from hell. Oh,
no,
my God.
No, because I...
You said shivers down my spine.
I will get into it. I love me my Tina and Cord, and I really wish that they would keep them when they go online. They're not going to.
How do you know?
Because they won't. First of all, Andrew Evans lives in L.A. That's the first thing. And he's retired, and I think he lives in L.A. too. I think he teaches out there. The thing is that, and it wasn't even like, I'm not going to even front and say that when Tina and Cord were on One Night to Live back in the day, that I was a big Tina and Cord fan. I kind of hated Cord. I always loved Andrew Evans. Andrew Evans could do no wrong in my eyes. Love Andrew Evans.
Love her.
But you know, this is part of One Night to Live's history. So seeing Tina and Cord back there is like them bringing Tad and Dixie back. It's like...
I love
and
it.
Again, they're part of the Buchanan family. Cord is Clint's son. To me, it was always weird that they even wrote off Kevin, Joey, and Cord at any point. I'm sorry. Family on a soap is so important, you know? And for so long, One Night to Live, for the first 8 years, One Night to Live really didn't have a bunch of families. They had little mini families and little mini characters, but never like the big families the way All My Children had the Martins. And it wasn't until the Buchanans came that all of a sudden we had a family on One Night to Live.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And even though they're not one of the original families, they might as well be, because they're going back from, you know, I think Clint was the first Buchanan, and he came like in the late 70s. So it's just like, so they've been on the show forever, you know? So I've been enjoying Tina and Cord. I've been enjoying seeing Cord dealing with his sisters. I love those brother and sister scenes. I love seeing Tina trying to get back. But the best...
Clint has a little spark around his brother now.
Yeah, yeah. And the best is seeing Tina and Todd. Sorry. Those scenes with Tina and Todd and Vicky. Did you see those scenes in the
She's
kitchen?
She's good with everybody.
But you know
can
what
I tell you
There's
something?
So much history. What,
I don't
all
have
I
one
kept
lick
thinking,
of history with these
all
people.
I kept, no, I'm saying the history that's there, but these characters is so rich,
well,
you know?
I want to tell the fat freaking headed executives.
I only wish that Trevor St. John would have stayed on. Could you imagine if Victor would have been there in those scenes with them?
I'm mixed on Trevor St. John, but I completely agree with you. And the storyline possibilities would be so good.
And I was still hoping. I was still hoping. This is what I've been dying to tell in the podcast. I was still hoping that they're going to do what General Hospital did when Lucky died. When Jonathan Jackson left General Hospital, they killed Lucky off. And they literally shot it in a way that we saw Lucky burn. We thought Lucky had burned the thing. And it wasn't until after Luke and Laura identified the body, after people started grieving for him, and we all knew that Jonathan had left the show. I'm surprised they were able to keep it a secret, you know, because with, you know, the news being the way it is in the internet, it was kept a secret. So everybody thought Lucky had died. And I was heartbroken, you know, because I thought there's no way Jonathan Jackson's going to come back, because I believed he's going to make it big. And this is why I'm telling you, this business is so unpredictable. Because if anybody, should be a movie star, is this young man.
Absolutely.
But whatever. Without so it. I didn't think there was any chance of him coming back.
It doesn't make any freaking sense to me.
And then, like, about 2 months after everything was said and done, they had pre-shot these scenes with him where we find out that Helena Cassidyne, Luke's enemy, had hired another enemy of back after General Hospital history to take the body, put another body in there. So Lucky was being held captive. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, I'm hoping that One Night to Live did that, because I still find it hard that they would kill Trevor St. John's character off I kept thinking that we're going to find out that Irene did something where she switched the bodies at the last minute.
I don't think they could afford everybody. I think that's the bottom line.
I thought they were going to show us some scenes where we find out that he's still alive somewhere, just in case in the future you want to bring him back where he wants to come back. I was still hoping for that.
Did you see the Michael Fairman article? Fairman?
I think it's Fairman.
He did a an interview with Trevor St. John. And granted, I'm going to tell you, I didn't think it was the smartest interview, but it was like an in-depth interview, and it was really good. Trevor St. John is doing some movie called In the Family or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing... Have you heard about it?
No.
It's going to be released on November 4th. I don't think they have national distribution or nothing like that, but they're trying. And he's playing opposite, I think, an Asian man. He's playing a gay father. He's in a gay couplehood with this man.
Trevor's playing gay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's playing a gay man, a gay father, actually. Really? And he dies in the film very early, so it's not like a twist. He dies very early, so he appears in much of the film in flashback.
Uh-huh.
And it was really interesting to read. He's so excited about this film and about this movie, and he's really excited about the role. And he was much more like... I don't know. I just find him to be so thick-headed sometimes on the show. And I've heard him in interviews, and he seems like an a-hole sometimes. But he seemed really, like, open-minded about the whole thing. And he's really proud of the film. And apparently he was excellent in it. So I'm kind of thinking I'm going to try to see it somehow, get my hands on it somehow.
I would like to see that, too. I don't have as much...
And he talks more about the thing, the whole firing thing.
Yeah.
It was what we said.
Mm-hmm.
He had no plans to stay. He announced that he was leaving well before the show was canceled.
And they wrote him off.
But then he went back and he said, I'd like to stay. You guys got 4 more months. I could deal with 4 more months. They said, no, it's too late.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand, they write these things way in advance. It's like, he doesn't believe it, though.
He thinks that they could have adapted it.
No. Dorian, I believe that they effed her over. And it breaks my heart to feel that Frank thinks that way of her. Because I don't know if you read that it's a done deal. She's not coming online. They didn't offer it to her.
That is insanity. And so
she wanted to do it. She wanted to do it.
Of course she did. She's an actress. And, she's a beautiful
and
actress.
She said they're not offering it, so she's moving to LA. She has a house in LA. She's going to LA. And nobody's perfect. So you know what, Frank? You messed up. Because I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, that was a boneheaded decision. I don't care. Again, I don't care what your beef is. I don't care if you think she's too demanding or whatnot. She is a powerful actress, and her character is important to the canvas of the show. Deal with it.
She's a woman of a certain age.
We have to work with people we don't like all the time. Deal with it.
She is a woman of a certain age who you watched no matter what the storyline was. You wanted to see her in relationships because she was sexy. You wanted to see her at odds with people because she was a powerhouse. You wanted to see her in battle with big business, little business, the town mayor, whatever. You just wanted to see Dorian. She's a freaking powerhouse.
If you can put up with that biatch, Farrah Faff, And I can say this because I've been on the set and I've seen how everybody acts on that set. If you could put up with her nonsense and JP's nonsense, don't tell me that you can't put up with Robin Strass's demands.
No.
Because as far as I'm concerned, all I've ever seen Robin, and I'm not going to lie and say that Robin isn't, Robin cares though about the work. That's
the
thing.
No. Robin will tell you and to your face Robin she's a bitch.
Up,
Robin will say, I'm a bitch.
When Robin
I know what I like, I'm good at what I do,
exactly.
And I have an opinion about it. And if you don't want me to do what I do best, then don't hire me.
I don't know if I should tell the story about when I was on the set. Should
me.
I? Can I? I'm not going to get in trouble.
There's only five listeners. Don't worry about it. You guys, all five of you, we're going to make you sign a waiver before you dial the podcast.
I was on the set of One Night to Live one day when they were shooting this episode where Dorian took over B.E. from Clint. This was a couple of years back. And she comes to the board meeting and they had a portrait of Asa on the... Like on a, what do you call those things? A little, when you put the stuff on the billboard.
Microfiche or whatever?
No. Like a little stand kind of thing. I forgot the name, what you call those things. But anyway, so the Asa's porch is there.
It's a board, whatever.
Like Asa's porch is there. And like in the script, she's supposed to come up and just knock it over and say, the king is dead, long live the queen. And, you know, we were rehearsing it and Robin... stop. And she said, look, I don't think that this is right. I don't think that Dorian would just come and so callously knock it off, even though she has issues with the Buchanans, even though her and Asa didn't always get along, there was that mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, can't I just take it off the thing and put it down?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I agreed with her.
Of course.
I agree with her. I think it's...
That's my GPS.
Is that your Queen Alice?
I gotta ignore it.
What is that?
Oh, good. I keep getting telemarketers and crap. I keep getting unknown and blocked.
Oh.
Those are my babies. Have you seen them? They're so big now. You don't even know. They're so big. They're talking so big.
How recent was that picture?
It was about 4 months ago.
Oh, my God. They're so cute.
My babies.
They're so much better looking than Jennifer Lopez's kids. I'm sorry, I don't like to pick on kids, but Jennifer Lopez's kids, pobrecito, they look right like the father.
They really do look
they
like
really
him.
Look, they really look. They look like little anorexic chihuahuas.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, pobre. Nothing of their mother. That's
no
so sad.
No wonder she doesn't hang out with them very much.
I know, it's very sad. I finally saw a picture of them. I was like, qué feo. La dos.
Oh no.
Tan feo. Like, ay, fuck.
Los dos.
Los dos.
Jesus.
Cara de perro.
Face of a dog. Terrible.
But I gotta say something. I gotta say something. Ever since she broke up with Mark Anthony, I like her again. I really
wouldn't go that far.
I really did not like her when she got with Mark Anthony. I didn't like her when she was with P. Diddy. I didn't like her when she was with Chris Judd. The only time I liked her was when she was
at Mohegan Sun and she started crying when she sang the song to all her ex-loves or some bullshit like that.
I think she was crying because she was afraid. She was afraid that the lip syncing thing would like go off.
Break,
or something.
Break,
and then she'd have to really have to sing.
She really have to sing.
She's so stupid. Look, I gotta tell you though, I like the song "On the Floor." That's a great dance song. The other song was a little bit too much.
Why is she always trying to be a 20-year-old?
I know, I know, but no, "On the Dance Floor" was a really good song. The
it's
other
fine
video,
song.
The
whatever.
Other video, the song isn't great.
She had nothing to do with it.
But the video is phenomenal. The video is phenomenal. She looks so hot. This is the Jennifer
when
Lopez that I
Jennifer
fell in love
Lopez
with.
Not
glamour,
hot.
Glam. No, there've been times where she looked like a mess.
I went to her concert. I saw a montage or a collage or whatever you call it of her footage that was like literally like 10, 15 minutes long. Every picture of her she probably ever took, and every single picture was hot.
She's
amazing.
So Into You. That's the name of the song. So Into You. That video is.
I'm so into you.
No.
I don't know what I'm gonna
that's
do.
That's an R&B song.
What I'm gonna do.
This is a ghetto Puerto Rican song.
Okay.
But wait, the video. She looks glamorous Hollywood. This is the Jennifer Lopez that everybody fell in love with.
Does she look as glamorous as in the Fiat commercial?
Yes.
And the Kohl's commercial?
Yes. Way more glamorous than the Coca-Cola. But girl, this is what I'm talking about. Like, she's got her mojo back. Like, the best thing she did was get rid of that little crackhead. That's the best thing that she could do for herself.
Sweetheart.
I'm sorry. Look, he's very talented. I love his singing.
He's
but
amazing.
As a person, he's a dog.
How do you know?
He
just
cheated on his
like
wife.
A dog.
No, I mean.
Who did he cheat with?
I don't know the story. he cheated on he was married to Miss Puerto Rico. Dania Torres,
oh,
and he cheated on her.
Did he cheat on J-Lo?
And he rumor had it he did.
Rumor had it she cheated back on him with her male co-star, video
co-star. I'm fine with that because He's real hot. Eduardo.
He's real hot.
And I approve of her dating Bradley Cooper right now.
Fine.
I really. But wait, the new song Papi came out. I love the video. Love the song. It's cute. I gotta say, she's back on my little radar. I'm not a big fan of her.
Tell you the truth.
I'm not a big fan of her. What?
I am fascinated by her. I think she's extraordinarily powerful and talented. The reason why I say talented, you don't get to he's rolling his eyes and like making vomit noises.
Girl, let's be serious. She would not have a career if Selena never died. So let's be real.
That's not true.
That is true. She had been in Hollywood for years doing bit parts. She got her break only because she got Selena, and that made money. Because we all know that
Selena,
as far as Hollywood,
something else.
She wouldn't have gotten anything else because there was nothing else for Latin women. No, she wouldn't have gotten anything else.
She was getting movies already before Selena.
No, little bit parts.
With George Clooney?
That was after Selena.
I'm
honey, she would have never, she would have never worked with George Clooney if it wasn't for Selena.
Because the woman is a freaking billionaire. She's the one Puerto Rican.
There's a lot of billionaires that don't have talent.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
You have to have something in you that is extraordinarily driven and talent, and some talent to back that up.
They don't know what I did.
He made it like oral sex motion. That's not true. She has.
I didn't say she slept the way to the top.
She said she sucked the way to the top. Listen, what bothers me about her is that I can't get past. This is really what bothers me. I told you this the other day. I think Jordan had to hold the phone like 10 feet away from his ear because I was so angry. You can't convince me that she sees those twins more than once a week. You cannot convince me. I'm a freaking mother of the same, almost the same age twins. And I'm, look at the bags under my eyes. I'm freaking exhausted. And for any other working mother who comes home every night to her twins, she got nothing else. She got her job and her kids at that age. And that's it. You cannot convince me that I turn on Jennifer Lopez. I see her face every single day. Everybody does. She doesn't spend not more than few minutes a week with her kids. I don't believe you. And it really bothers me. I don't know why. It just bothers me as a mother. It bothers me. Mm. Because I think that there are a lot of Hollywood moms out there that actually you could tell. You could tell that they're working burning both ends of the candle.
Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Absolutely. You can tell because they look like moms. They have that, and they have that thing. Like even Sarah Jessica Parker said, like, when you meet another mom, you have that thing in common. You have that understanding. You know how intense it is. You know how busy it is. Sarah Jessica Parker has twins and a kid, you know? And I really believe that she spends time with her children. You see her in paparazzi shots with her kids. Do you see Jennifer Lopez in paparazzi shots with her kids? Almost never. I almost never see it.
But you see Jennifer Lopez on dates with Bradley Cooper.
Thank you. You absolutely do. You see her in Fiat commercials. You see her on American Idol. You see her doing voiceover in movies. You see her in making her own clothing line. She does not spend time with those kids. It pisses me the hell off. I'm getting off my soapbox now.
Okay.
She's going to have that Joan Crawford kids that are all like messed up. She is Joan Crawford. I bet you anything.
You think she's Joan Crawford?
Absolutely. And I think she's one of those moms. You know, aren't there some species where if their kids come out real ugly, the birds, like they push the baby from the nest? Or they eat them? Or they eat them or something
God.
Like that? That's what I think she is.
Now you're making me feel bad that I said those kids were ugly. They're not ugly. They're just not cute.
You know what I'm saying.
They're not cute. That's all.
They're not as cute as if they would have been Ben Affleck's babies.
I gotta tell you, I'm sorry.
They
would have
made some good babies.
I was a big Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez fan. I was very devastated when they broke up.
And by the way, I'm not condoning talking about ugly talk about baby twins because I love baby twins and I love you kids and that's why I'm mad because I feel for you children because I don't think you get to see your mom except when she does a Gucci app. Then she brings you along. A good photo op. The kids are probably dying for photo op. They're probably like calling up all the agencies and all the PR people be like, can you maybe book my mom for a Ford commercial? Because then maybe we could spend an hour together. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Guess what, kids? We got another commercial. Yay! We get to see Mom this month. Yay!
We are all over the podcast this week with things.
That's all right.
Because we don't got all my children to anchor us no more.
Right,
we just
let's
all
go back to
wait,
One Life.
Wait, all right. Okay, so wait, why back to One Life to Live?
All right.
So I'm not saying that it's funny how we're going right back to where we left off. But it's classic soap opera. This whole it's rushed though.
What's classic soap opera?
What's going on with Gigi Stacy? Somebody told me that they said soap opera. I just said it. That it's definitely Stacy. It has to be Gigi.
Should we let the viewers know what the hell Gigi. We're talking about?
Yes,
we're talking about the fact that we thought Miss Gigi Marasco, Miss Saint Gigi, all of a sudden she's Saint freaking Gigi. Saint Gigi. She was like the perfect mother.
She's babe.
Who stored,
she's all my children. She's one
she
of the little
ass
of a babe.
She was like the perfect mother who stored Halloween decorations, and your mother always did this, and your mother always thought of you that. Your mother wouldn't have liked this, and she wouldn't have liked that. She's like freaking Saint Gigi. We thought she died. We saw her dead freaking body undecomposed after 3 months in a grave. Okay? Gigi, Rex is all upset over this, blah, blah, blah. We know that what's-his-name did it.
Jack.
Jack Manning did it. We know that he did it. Anyway, all of a sudden, Kim Andrews comes back into the picture taking care of her comatose friend. And the comatose friend, we find out, looks exactly like
Gigi.
But apparently, before the comatose friend became comatose, she was actually Stacy, who was still so dead, who was alive after all.
Yeah, who did live.
Did not die.
When somehow was able to afford to go to Latin America to get plastic surgery.
Yes.
Don't understand
and she
that.
Was able to salvage them boots that yeah. Kim left her.
And that's she looks exactly
she was.
Like
exactly.
Gigi.
I mean, blonde. In her voice box, too.
Yeah.
It's the same. They must have altered the voice box. It's so
what
neat.
What I find amazing is...
And she's shorter.
I know. In what world, though...
She's when you, much shorter.
In what world, when you look like Crystal...
You think they trimmed
when
her
you
at
look
the
like
kneecaps?
Crystal Hunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to look like Farrah Fawcett?
In Fantasyland. Thank you. In Fantasyland. So the girl wakes up.
You're going to go from being a hot blonde with a body to a brunette who looks like a little Asian 12-year-old.
With puffed up chicken lips.
Like an Asian 12-year-old with Kentucky Fried Chicken lips.
It's really ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That looks like a little boy.
It's ridiculous, the whole thing. So I know you don't think so. We'll get. Let's digress. The storyline is that she wakes up not remembering
who
she
is.
Now, Cutter has gotten Kim out of the picture, sends her to prison for a crime she didn't commit.
That he committed. What a bastard.
And now he is manipulating the situation. He's trying to get at Clint's money, which Rex still has at the present moment. Even though Rex is going to give back the money, he still has it at the present moment, and Cutter wants to manipulate him into giving Cutter the money,
right.
And he'll give him who he thinks is
Gigi
but we
right.
know it's... So his promise to this Stacy slash Gigi is that he can give this person Gigi's life.
Right.
Which is much more desirable than Stacy's life.
Right.
Right?
But I still say that I think this is
Gigi.
I think it's Gigi. I think this is Gigi. I think Gigi's alive and Stacy's the one who died. Because first of all, what would be the point if that's not the case? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the thing is that if it is Stacy, Rex isn't going to go with her just because she looks like Gigi. That's stupid, you know? I mean, she may look like Gigi, but she still
Stacy. But it'll give the story time to unravel that it's
I,
not
But
Stacy.
I, like my point, though, is that I think that if they weren't coming to an end in January, this would have been played out longer. Because this is very classic Agnes Nixon. This whole turn of events, the way, this is the reason I kind of like the storyline, even though I can't stand Farrah and JP, is that it is kind of classic soap. But it is having a very rushed feeling, because they have to wrap it up soon. This would have played out for a year. You would have had Rex falling in love with Aubrey, really falling for her, because she has changed, even though you think it's too much too soon.
Aubrey
and
has
I
left
agree with
Cutter
you.
To go straight and narrow. Cutter disappointed
her. She was telling me before we started
her.
The podcast, she was like, I find it ridiculous that all of a sudden she's that
Aubrey.
Pure.
Say Aubrey and Saint Gigi.
And I feel it's also because she's leaving early, too. Terry Kahn's not staying to the end.
Thank God.
I only hope that means that she's taking her fiancé with her, because that guy, I can't stand him. I hated him on Days of Our Lives. I could not stand him on
she
As
got
the World Turns. What's his name? I think they got married. The one that plays the porn producer. That's her husband.
I think they're
married now.
Well, she had a kid on A Baby Story. I told you that.
What?
Terry, whatever her name is, she had her kid like 3-4 years ago on A Baby Story on TLC. When I was having the twins, I was obsessed with A Baby Story on TLC, and I had to watch her giving birth.
Yeah, she had an affair with him when they worked together on As It Were Turns, and that broke up her marriage.
That's another storyline I could do without. I hate
That wasn't a storyline that really happened.
Right? No, I'm talking about hit that sleazy porn producer.
Oh,
guy.
I know. I really look.
He's okay in the role, but
Ron,
just,
no,
get
Ron,
rid of it. The whole thing.
Ron, it's enough's enough.
And I gotta tell you, you're making me try to believe that like, star is like is
all of a
like,
sudden wants to be Britney Spears. Like
I mean, come on, and that she can be, and that she's so valuable to this guy that he's gonna turn everybody's life upside down.
You're pushing it.
I know you love
Ron.
Our little. What's her name?
Kristen Alderson.
Kristen Alderson. I know you love her. I know you need her to have a storyline. This ain't it, baby.
No, I agree with you. I'm not. This is not a storyline at this point. Without Baz in the picture, I have no interest in this storyline whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really don't. I mean, now he's forcing her to work with play opposite Nate in the video, which I guess is supposed to cause. I don't want no tension between my Manning sisters.
Come
I like
on,
my Manning sisters
so
to be
stupid.
Real sisters. I don't want them being jealous about each other. Like,
But you like, back to Aubrey. You like Aubrey? I mean, I can't stand
Terry Evans. No, I hate her. I think she's horrible.
I keep saying Terry Evans. That's our beautiful Terry Evans from All My Children.
Terry Kahn, I can't stand her. I think she's awful.
And I think it's a mistake. But, you know, she didn't work as a bad person, so now they're making her a good person. But I don't buy it. It's so stupid.
She's very one note.
That's the problem.
You know who
when
I
Kendall
want?
Kendall became good, she wasn't one note. When Alicia was playing her and when she was written, she wasn't. She always had a little bad something in her. Same thing with Erica Kane. Erica Kane will always have a little bite to her. As good as she became at times, she always had some bite. Same thing with Greenlee. And when Greenlee became All Night, she became really freaking boring. And when Agnes came back, Agnes gave her
this is hot.
I know, it gets hot. I'm sorry.
You didn't warn me. I'm like, wait a minute. Yes,
I'm sorry.
Put the computer on my legs for the first time, and I did not realize she's been dealing with that. That is hot.
It gets hot, yes.
I was like, my God, shrinkage.
That's the first time you felt heat down there in a few weeks, no? I'm just saying.
2 weeks.
You have sex way more than I do, and I'm with a man and have his kids.
When was the last time I had sex? 2 weeks ago. Well, it depends on what your definition of sex is.
Oh, my God. Should I do the oral sex hand motion?
I used to know somebody that they felt that if you even thought about it, that counted.
Oh, come on.
There's no penetration, it's not sex. Everything else is foreplay.
No, but oral sex is sex.
No, it's foreplay.
Oh, my God.
For me, real sex means penetration.
Shut up! This is a G-rated show!
I said penetration. I didn't use the F word.
Let's talk about One Life
Let's
to Live.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
I want to talk 1 second, though.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things.
Let's
and
not
the
talk
bad
about
things.
Let's not talk about that.
That.
I'm trying to cover the microphone. Let's not talk about that. I want to say one thing.
What?
I adore. Adore Tina and Cord.
I do.
Do you know that I have not one millisecond of history with these folks? I did not watch a day when she was on the show with him. And I adore the flashbacks. Love them.
Oh, I love
They're hysterical.
Flashbacks.
I was cracking up with her going over the falls. Oh, I loved it so much. And then they redid it with the daughter, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I love it. And I love how Cord and her have such a beautiful chemistry. And I live for, like, it's that awesome thing that, like, you could name it better than me, that soap dynamic of, like, where, like, Leo had it with Greenlee. Like, he loved her not even just in spite of her flaws, but because of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he thought that that was entertaining and cute. And Cord gets Tina in a way that nobody else
does.
Yeah,
no. Cord is definitely the
love.
And
I get this. And I don't know these people from Adam.
Cord is the love of Tina's life. And Tina is the love of Cord's life. The problem was, first of all, the thing. And I get mad when people start saying, oh, that's not the Tina. That's not. I don't know what Tina you're remembering. Maybe you're remembering Karen Ritter or Krista Tessaro. But this is Andrea Evans' Tina. Andrea Evans' Tina was a ditz. Even back then, she was getting into schemes.
You can see it from the footage.
And she was not the brightest bulb. She became a little bit smarter when Andrea left the role and Karen Witter took over, and then Krista Tessaro, and then Tina became less of. I don't even think it's a comical thing. I think that's the beauty of Andrea Evans's work as Tina, is that it never comes across as buffoonish. It's just Tina is very self-absorbed and misguided and money hungry. She has, her priorities are not.
And she comes off sometimes as so innocent.
Yeah, and
I
she
love
tries.
It.
No, she always was like that. She always tried to play
I
the
love
innocent.
It.
And people don't know, but she's the one who brought Mitch Lawrence to town.
Wow.
It was her. she was responsible for bringing that psychopath to Landryu.
Wow.
So Tina's has a lot of history, a lot of background. And I'm loving Andrea Evans in the role, and I think this is the real Tina we're seeing.
I didn't know about her hair.
Yeah, somebody, I think Laura was the one who told me on Facebook.
And I kept cracking on her hair. I'm like, what's up with that wig? And then I realized she was a survivor.
Yeah, Laura from
breast cancer,
my our listener Laura on Facebook told me. I didn't know that either.
Is it breast cancer or ovarian?
I'm not sure. I didn't even know.
She
I don't remember even reading
it. I think it was breast cancer or ovarian. It was a feminine cancer, but she is a survivor.
God bless you, Andrea Evans. God bless you.
She's a survivor, and she looks beautiful.
So for anybody who's
thinking that her wig looks funny, she earned that wig.
Yeah.
She earned it. And that's the thing that's kind of sad.
I didn't know.
The thing that's kind of sad, and you tell me if I'm right, I remember she had absolutely beautiful hair. She had beautiful long red hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really tough. I get a little emotional because, you know, that was her trademark, and that's gone. That's not there anymore. That's not going to happen anymore for her. But she's a survivor. God bless her. And I love watching her, and I hope she stays. And that's why when you talk about Dorian, just gets me so freaking mad. Because I don't consider myself an old lady. I'm not like in a 60-plus demographic. You know, I'm not there yet, Jordan Hudson. And these executives think that they should be firing these... he looked at his watch. These executives are firing these older actors left and right because they think we don't want to see that. And that's a load of bullshit.
That's what we want to see.
That's a load of bullshit.
Let me just say,
How many college people write into our blogs and write into Facebook talking about these older characters and their relationships and blah, blah, blah? So many. We want to see real people with real stories.
I want to see Tina continuing with Todd and Vicky. I enjoyed those scenes immensely because that storyline is so rich. There's so much history with these characters. They've been hurt and damaged so much.
When it was Tina, Cord,
Clint and Vicky.
Clint and Vicky.
Those were great scenes.
It was great scenes.
Those were great scenes.
When Tina comes down wearing a wedding dress for Halloween. She's throwing an engagement party for Natalie.
And she's going to be in a wedding dress.
And Tina and Vicky has to explain to her why that might be inappropriate.
It's fabulous.
And not to mention the added layer, not only that she's insulted to the bride, but also that she wants to be with Cord again, and she's putting him in the groom's outfit, so Clint's like...
And I love what she said. She goes, all right, Vicky, well, I guess because you and Clint want to wear these outfits.
Yeah, yes.
And that's classic
Tina. So you guys
wear
them.
Tina. And I see, and the thing is that Tina can be very devious, and I love the fact that she came in there when Todd and Vicky were talking, and she point blank said, well, I'm going to get my share. And see, that's Tina. Tina's always, and I love
it. She can talk about her little doggy David Vickers and then be like, well, where's my $1 million?
And I know that everybody loves Blair and Todd, but I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed that they're
Blair and Todd.
I'm very disappointed that they're knocking my Florencia out of the picture, it seems like.
They're not.
Who's she going to go with?
She's going to go with Trevor once they go online. I'm telling you right now.
Trevor's not coming back, girl.
He might.
Anyway,
he talked about it in the article. He didn't say no.
Look,
they just have an emotion.
I just gotta tell you, I don't like the way they're treating Matea right now.
They set it up so that they are each other's soulmate.
I think it's nice. I think that she has an incredible amount of chemistry with Ted King, and I think Blair and Todd do not work. Move Blair forward, don't go backwards. I think Blair belongs with Tomas. I love them together.
Too. I like them a lot.
When he told her how he felt about her.
You're vivacious. You're strong. You're argumentative, and I love it. And I wouldn't change a thing about you.
Don't get me wrong. I love Roger Howard's Todd, but Todd is so flawed, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that we saw this Todd when he came back, and now we're seeing that Todd hasn't changed that much. And that's a testament to Roger Howard and the levels that he plays.
He thinks that he has. And that's what I love about it.
His character, his portrayal of Todd is so rich. You can love Todd one minute and hate him the next. And that's
a
Todd.
He scares me a lot.
It's very...
Because all this stuff is coming out because I wasn't a viewer. So if you're not a viewer, it's actually a really neat experience because you're finding out all this crap that he did. He did some evil stuff.
Yeah.
And even in the flashbacks, we saw some flashbacks with Cassie as Blair. You know, even the wedding wasn't very romantic. He was pretty cold to her.
It's just like what happened when Taya had those scenes with him and she was explaining to him why she loved Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way Todd was not a very sexual person. Until Trevor St. John took over the role.
Yeah,
before
that,
Todd
that.
Had
that's
sex
right.
issues.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
barely had sex with
and
with
did
Blair.
Did he really rape Marty?
Who? Todd?
Yeah. He really did, right?
Yeah. But see, Todd was abused by his father. He was sexually abused by his adoptive father, Peter Manning. That's the reason that he was so messed up in his head.
That's incredible.
That's not excusing what he did, but you have to understand it's a vicious cycle.
That's incredible. Absolutely. He was
abused sexually and physically by his adoptive father, which turned out to be his mother's biological. They mentioned it recently.
They did?
Yeah, they mentioned it recently. And I think they even said, when the reporters were hounding Star, they said, is your father abusing you?
See, that's a brilliant way. See, that's what you don't see on a lot of these freaking soaps. And that's why I really love One Life to Live. That is a brilliant way to humanize a man who could be considered a sociopath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's freaking brilliant. When you said that, that gave me goosebumps because that makes sense to me.
And see, that was always the problem with Todd and Taya, was that as much as they loved each other and as much as they brought out the best in each other, when it always came down for him to take down that last wall and let her in sexually, he would freeze up.
Wow.
So they always dated. If I'm not mistaken, they only consummated their relationship on the island.
Consummated.
What did I say?
Consummated. It's consummated, Bobby.
Consummated. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. They only did it on the island when she could see that. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the first time they slept together. I don't think they ever had sex before
that. You sent me the clips of her like in a heat in a ball in her wedding dress on the ground because he would not have sex with her on the wedding night.
His character was not a very sexual person. Wow. And see, but then it makes all the sense that if Trevor was not really Todd but Victor, it would make sense that all of a sudden Todd is okay with screwing around.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like the whole Todd and Victor thing turned out to be very brilliant.
And also the fact that he was able to have sex with Marty. Because let's face it, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Or even the things that he did to Star. Because as Roger Howard said, his Todd would never have reacted that way. Him and Star had such a relationship. Yeah. And you're seeing now the real Todd with Star. And you know that Todd could never do the things that Victor had did.
Can I tell you what's interesting about that?
What?
A lot of people who are sexually abused can only have relationships with innocence. Do you know what I mean? Because with younger people and with innocence, because
that was always the history with Todd. Todd was very,
that makes sense that Star was someone he could trust completely.
Yeah, he was very, before he had Star, he was very close to Tina's kids. Mm-hmm. They were very young at that time, and they actually took him in and hit him. He was very close to Sarah and CJ, and also to Jessica. That's why Jessica has a bond with him now. And that's why she had those scenes where she said, I should have known.
People, can you not say this is like beautiful, brilliant storytelling, deep storytelling?
And I got to tell you, the best scene for me was when Nora saw him for the first time.
She was good. I always loved that Hillary, whatever her name is.
She was great. Those scenes, you have to admit, she was really great in those scenes.
She has not forgotten her.
You have to understand, her and Roger Howard's Todd, they have some, for those of you who like Terry in Toronto who didn't watch the show at the time, they have some major history, because Nora actually was the lawyer who defended Todd in the very beginning when he was accused of Marty's rape. And then
she found out he did it.
Yeah. And then if I'm not mistaken, I think she sank it on purpose or she lost. And then he went after her. And there were these scenes where he terrorized her at a beach house when she was temporarily blind.
That's crazy.
So they have a lot of history. There's a lot of baggage there. And let me tell you something. Hillary played the hell out of those scenes.
So tell me this.
When she went up to him, she's like, and she saw him for the first time, and she was just staring at him.
She did.
Oh, my God.
Even his blood ran a little cold.
Yeah,
I think. Then
she was just like, before I make this, you tell me what, you tell me you didn't
do it. What Jordan is talking about is that we've seen in these past few weeks, we've seen Todd shoot his mother.
And now we think he shot his brother.
And now it turns out he got Taya to defend him. He's got Blair on his side. He's got everybody on his side, except his son. And when he was recuperating from the wound to his shoulder, he flashbacked with his mom, and he thinks that now he killed his brother. Do we think he killed his brother?
I doubt that.
Because they're still leaving room for Brody to have been.
Yeah, I just don't see how.
How do they bring him back?
Yeah, I don't see how, if he is the killer, I don't see how you're going to justify that. For the very reasons that you claim that he wouldn't do it. Because how, what is he going to tell the kids? Yeah, I did it, but I didn't mean to. I remade me.
But he's covering it up. Yeah. He's covering it up.
He almost let
Tomas take the fall. I know. Almost for killing.
I think it's going to wind up somebody else did. I refuse to. I'd be leaving the Brody door
wide open.
And as much as I love Brody, I could believe it.
Well, they had a beautiful moment.
Brody's unstable.
You mentioned he is. And you mentioned today that Michael McBain came back. I love this Michael McBain. Do you love this Michael McBain?
Yeah.
I love him. I hated that other guy. I thought he was a piece of shit.
The crazy one?
Crazy one, yeah. He was a lunatic. He was like...
In real life, he was a little
off.
The
actor, Marston, what's his name?
Something Marston, yeah.
The actor who played Michael McBain that was opposite Marcy. That kind of made Marcy a little bit famous. Yeah. You know, that couple
was a hot... But this Michael, I mean, look, he's not the most attractive guy, but he's a solid actor. He's very good.
He and his brother, he brings out the best in Michael Easton. I love Michael Easton. I know you can't stand the
guy. No, I don't dislike him.
I got three words for you. Johnny McBain.
What were you doing with Natalie and Kristen?
Oh my God, I love her. She's trying to get Natalie and John back together.
I actually love the scenes where Brody called her mom and she like totally fell for Brody. Yes. I thought that was great. Because nobody treats Roxy like that. So it would make sense that all of a sudden somebody's like calling her mom and she went for it.
And she's found out all her kids are not her kids. So.
I know. So she went for it.
But what I was going to point out was your beautiful point that, you know, now Marcy reminded John of Brody's brutal past of the time. And the times that he's lost it has been when his family's been threatened. And so it keeps going through John's mind, well, Victor must have threatened him in some way, and did that cause him to go off the deep end? And what Michael McBain pointed out was, and I got chills because I hadn't even remembered, was the Iraq child, the kid from Iraq. You know, Brody killed a 10-year-old in cold blood in Iraq. Now, was that a mistake or was that...
It was a mistake, but he didn't remember it, and it haunted him.
He blocked it out.
And when the whole thing went down with Shane, he shot Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's like Brody is capable.
It reminds him, losing children reminds him, brings him back to that dark place of when he lost this child. So when this child was killed.
As much as I don't want it to be Brody, if it is Brody, I'd buy it. The reason I wouldn't want it to be Brody is because I really was a big fan of Brody and Jessica's. I really don't like Ford and Jessica together. I mean, it just, I feel like
she likes playing him opposite him more than she likes Brody, though. I really do. The actor. I feel like they have more chemistry. I feel like Brie has a better time when she's opposite this Ford guy. You don't think so?
I know. I see what you're saying.
You can see a little glimmer in her eye when she works.
But you know what?
Can you agree he's a decent actor?
I think he's better now than he's ever been. I don't think he's a bad actor.
I think he's pretty good.
It's just the character.
The Brothers Ford. I'm not saying I like them, but they've grown on me.
When they're all together, like the Brothers Ford. Exactly. That's their name, the Brothers Ford. Yeah, when the three of them get together, I know as a gay man, I should be like, "Ooh, it's a Bellamy video," but I need a little more substance with my beefcake. I'm sorry, I really do. I can appreciate a good body and a good face, but that only takes you so far.
The police are watching us.
Well, yeah. We're just doing a podcast. I don't know.
Is there an idling law in New York? Because I'm idling.
I don't know.
Because it's cold. Set the heat on.
I don't know. They can't do nothing like that.
I'm choking on my water.
When I have a drug deal going on, that's in the building.
This might be a good opportunity to plug in my thing. So keep
talking. All right, plug. She's going to plug in.
Hold Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo, Juan Pablo, Juan Pablo.
Hide the drugs. The pigs are coming. We do have a cop right behind us. I'm getting nervous.
Why are you getting nervous?
Because he's going to think I stole his car because I'm Puerto Rican. Why does a Puerto Rican have a nice car? I got a Subaru.
Racial profiling.
Let's see the plug-in. Hold on. Yay, it's charging.
Oh, it's charging? Okay.
It says not charged. Oh, there we go.
So I'm kind of like, I got to tell you, I mean, I love those scenes with Taya and Nora going at it. I love when Florencia's being a lawyer because you know what? She's believable as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And when she is cutthroat and winning the case, you have to live for her. I mean, I was living for Miss Florencia this week. She was flawless. She was mm-hmm. fabulous. And Miss Cassie, of course, was bringing it for the last couple of weeks. Those
amazing
scenes with her, and I know you don't like him. I think he's gotten a little bit better.
Oh.
He's not the greatest Jack, new Jack. But let me tell you something. Those scenes where she confronted him, she was so bloody good. She played so many levels.
She's amazing. She could play opposite a rock.
I totally believe that she was this tortured mother.
Absolutely.
She was amazing. I love the scenes with her and Tomas. I mean, One Night to Live has a lot going for it. Don't get me wrong. They really do. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm losing faith, though, in Continental Avenue Productions. They're really...
Prospect Park.
I don't understand what their game plan is.
They don't know what they're doing.
They got only 3 cast members signed up for
they
All My Children Online.
Doing. They don't know what they're
and
doing.
And according to Vincent Nerazzurri and everybody else, they haven't even approached anybody. So when do you plan on putting this together? Like 2020?
This is the problem. I was telling you that this is like puzzle pieces. They have to sort of figure out. Like, they have to fill in their big stories. Like, they have to work with the writers and producers and figure out who their big stories are going to be and then sort of fill in around that. And so I think they got a lot of the smaller players because they can afford them. So they signed on a few smaller players. Now they have to make sure.
Well, wait. They signed on Cameron and Kara.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm talking on One Life to Live, actually. But
and Darnell
well, you're right,
now.
You're right about that.
Darnell signed on with Debbie on Young and the Restless.
They don't know what the F they're doing. They just don't.
The only bright
you
spot.
You told me what? That they were reaching out. The Helmet was all pissed off. Erica Kane's.
Yeah. Supposedly Susan Lucci's still
ooh,
in
they're
the,
not coming for us. They're coming for someone else.
Susan Lucci's in the running. Still, for All My Children
they were
Online?
Watching us, I'm telling you right now, but they're knocking on someone else's doorknob.
Susan Lucci's in the running
cops.
Now.
What?
Homer supposedly was upset because they were trying to, like, negotiate with
through
them.
Through emails
and phone calls rather than setting
ridic.
Up a meeting. And I agree with him. I'm sorry. This is Susan Lucci. Get your ass on a plane and fly out to wherever she is and meet with her and woo her.
Yeah, it doesn't make no sense.
You don't woo a star like that's going to carry this show for you. And make this show a reality by sending her a damn email. This is what's wrong with this country with emails and texting and stuff. This is why I don't like texting. I don't have texting on my phone.
Let's
I'm
be
personal.
Honest. You
what?
Don't have texting on your phone because you can't afford it.
Exactly. But even then, I'm old fashioned. I wanna meet people and talk to people. I don't know what
no,
I
No, he's
like,
right. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You don't have a meeting like that.
You wine and dine, Susan Lucci.
Yeah, you don't like.
That girl
like,
ain't cheap.
I will say this. I think that if this happens, I would go for a big name to play Angie. I would go for Victoria Rao. I'm sorry. I mean, Debbie Morgan is irreplaceable, but girl, you can't have Jesse without Angie. And it's not like they haven't had a different Angie before. Remember
right.
that Sandra Quatermain from Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I don't remember, actually.
Ooh, that's because she was very unmemorable.
Oh, my God. Was she my donut hole? She wasn't my donut
No, host. She was. She right after Debbie left the first time, she took over.
I don't remember her at all.
Do you remember Alice Hanning as Liza Koby? Ooh,
I don't remember
horrible.
These freaking people.
Horrible.
How does he know this?
You remember Heather Stanford
no,
as Nina.
I only know her because you sent me all the clips of that horse face.
That horse face. Do you remember the redheaded Nina with the big boobs?
No.
Barbara Allen, I think no. her name was.
No.
They cast this woman with red hair and the biggest breast to play Nina.
Oh
she
my
was
God.
So not Nina. This is when Nina had amnesia and she thought she was in love with Benny. And I was like, poor Peter Bergman. Like, what they put him through.
Did we miss any storylines on One Life to Live?
They give him a...
We haven't seen Little Destiny
oh.
in a while.
Yeah, we haven't seen Destiny in a while, but Matthew's coming back, so that means that they're going to be front and center.
Gone?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They did not say. Maybe he was shooting
He's
a movie.
He's been gone a long time.
He's been very gone a very long time. We did forget Shay.
I can't
Shay.
Wait for Matthew to come back. Oh, my God. He's so awesome.
I like little badass people. Shane. I like little badass Shane. Shane was really badass when he held that gun
Let's be
Jack.
Real. Let's be honest.
And Jack peed on himself.
That was great.
That
I loved
was awesome.
It. But let's be honest.
What?
That boy's going through his ugly face. He just is. He's a little awkward. He's like
so
that.
Mean.
He's in that middle puberty thing.
Well, girl.
Don't worry, baby. You will be gorgeous in like 2 years. She'll be absolutely breathtaking. Right now, a little homely. I'm sorry. You gotta be a little honest.
You are
This
horrible.
Is the Pine Valley Podcast. This is what they expect. Honesty and truthiness.
A toothiness?
Truthiness.
A truthiness. Well, I think we talked about everything that's been happening on One Life. I don't think we missed anything. I will say this. I'm very upset about General Hospital. I don't know if the fact that Gary and Wolf took over and everybody all of a sudden was praising it. That Franz said, oh no, I can't have this show doing well. Let me tell them to mess it up. They have done a, talk about, what is it, a 360 or 380?
180.
A 180. They did a 180 on me, girl. After Gary and Wolf took over and it was like a breath of fresh air and he brought veterans back front and center and all of a sudden there were all these rich storylines. All of a sudden, it's like Guza's writing the show all over again.
And Guza like even had some good moments.
It's right back to the norm. The mafia is front and centered. We're dealing with Jason and Franco again. I thought that that hot mess was gone when Guza was gone. Nope, James Franco's coming back as Franco.
That's too
like,
bad.
It's just like everything that I was hating about General Hospital is front and center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't understand how this writer, it's gotten to the point where I'm not even going to say Guza's writing it. It's almost like if Chuck Pratt's writing it. He did something this week that I really have mixed feelings about. Like,
I
love the fact that Lisa came out of the coma and she decided to terrorize the cast in the boat. I thought that was
this
great.
Is weird, though.
But the thing got really dark and twisted. And look, I'm not saying that there
Lisa
isn't a place.
Lisa is the one who's jealous of Robin and
yeah.
what's his name.
She was terrorizing Robin for almost a year. She
and what's
had an
his
affair
name?
With Patrick.
Patrick.
I'm not saying that there's not a place for this kind of storyline.
And we know
I'm just
Robin
saying,
is HIV positive.
So Lisa decided to draw some of Robin's blood and threaten to inject it in Patrick. Now, again, I'm not saying that there isn't a place for a storyline like this. I'm just saying I don't think that a daytime soap opera is the place.
It's like the porn storyline in One Life to Live, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think that...
It's too dark. It's too weird. It's a little homophobic.
I think Claire Levine created this incredible storyline to educate people about HIV.
Yeah.
And you just in a week you just turned around and reiterated fears and stuff.
You
know,
yeah,
you
mess
like,
with people's
you're
heads.
Like, you're like telling people to be very fearful that this could happen.
I had some women tell me.
And again, if it was an independent film or a nighttime show, I probably wouldn't have. But this is a daytime.
I still have a ton of ignorance about AIDS and HIV.
I had
a woman literally sit across from me one day, and I didn't really know her. I forgot exactly where it was. But she literally said to me, I don't know why. Like, why? If you have AIDS, like, just die already. I mean, you're going to die anyway. Like, it's gross. Like, just die.
Yeah, see, this is the thing,
and
people...
it's, like, so ignorant. And I said to her, I said, well, you know they have the cocktail now, right? Like, you know that everybody gets AIDS now. It's not just gay people. And they have a cocktail and people can live a perfectly healthy,
relatively normal life. Yeah, I mean...
And she's like, no, they're going to die. So many people... And I had to, like, get up and walk away because she was so, like... clearly hateful and ignorant. I just couldn't even deal with it.
It's one of the reasons I don't watch the A-list on Logo, which is like the Real Housewives for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got the A-list Texas or Dallas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is like, well, it's great that you're showing that gay people can be just as stupid as straight people on a reality show. But the thing that irks me about this is that for those people in the Midwest who don't really socialize with gay people, don't have at least out gay people in their town or whatever, mm-hmm. and all you're seeing when you show them, you're reinforcing stereotypes and you're just showing them, yes, this is what all gay people are about.
Yeah.
And you're not showing a real representation of the gay community.
Yep.
It's one of the reasons that I've been in a real funk lately because of where I'm working, because I've been thrust back into the very heart of the gay scene here in New York. And it's not a scene that I like or I can relate to. And it's when I'm in that scene and dealing with these people that I realize I don't feel like I am gay. And then I'm wondering, this is probably why women hit on me, because maybe I'm coming across straight. I don't know. But it's like, I don't act like this. I don't behave like this. It's like, it's just, I mean, I'll tell you, I was telling Ashley, somebody hired me to do, he was throwing his annual Halloween party. And he hired
me. You made
good
money to work that door.
Yeah, I worked the door and he made me really well. But it was unbelievable, the attitude, the vapidness. These people were just all stereotypes. And I'm sorry, my friends are not like that. Not even that Queen Ellis is like that. That Queen Ellis is something altogether. We're on the outs right now.
Really?
Yes, we're on the outs again. Because he did, I can't even get into that right now. That's for another podcast.
So
you know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know, I had such mixed emotions. And I was so grateful that Jillian on Daytime Confidential had an article about it because she felt
about
repulsed
that show?
By it about what
show?
Happened that down General Hospital.
Oh right,
with
right,
the,
right.
With the HIV and like. I applaud you, Jillian. I bow to you, Jillian. I love you. I want you to hang out with me,
what
especially now that Ellis is
thinking?
Out of my life.
Like, what are they
I just,
thinking?
I don't know, but
these
it just,
writers.
That was a very Pratt hole move. I'm
it
sorry.
Really was.
It really, it just,
really...
And now I'm like,
that actress must have felt so uncomfortable.
I don't, I'm really just disgusted with it right now. I'm like, I can't believe that I was praising this show not even like 2 months ago. And
I
now
know.
I'm like,
you're living for it.
And now I'm like hating
clips
it.
Clips every day.
Now I'm hating it. Jonathan Jackson's on a break.
Oh,
I mean, the only thing that's working for me. Steve and Olivia, I'm sorry. They bring back the, they put the love back in the Love in the Afternoon. I mean, I'm telling you, I these two,
sexual,
I don't know.
Sexual chocolate?
No, I'm talking about Steve and Olivia. I'll get to the swirl. The swirl is my next favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Carly finally kissed Sean.
Why am I forgetting who Olivia is?
Olivia is Dante's mother, the Italian one from Brooklyn, and Steve is the doctor who's Elizabeth's older brother.
Okay.
And girl, they have some love scenes.
Really?
That would break your slutometric meter down. Like,
oh,
your slutometric
my God.
Will go off the charts and it would break down because
that's
it could
funny.
Not handle it.
Exactly.
I mean, and I love the fact that these are two, this is a couple that, this is what soaps don't do anymore. Give us a couple that, and let us see them getting to know each other and fall in love.
Yeah.
I'm seeing these two people discovering each other, playing with each other, and have seen their feelings intensify. And let me tell you something. I need a cold shower after I watch those scenes with them. Their scenes are so hot.
I love it.
Like, it's just, I feel like I'll say it, a little bit soft porn. Like, it's really steamy.
Really?
Girl,
you should send me some clips.
Like, I'm serious. Why? You wouldn't look at them?
Oh, come on. I do. I look at your clips.
Let me tease me. I'd be worried if I was his wife. She's on Days of Our Lives.
That's why she probably loves it so much.
I mean,
I've been with a man a long time.
Let me tell you something.
I could do some of them scenes.
He was a pretty boy when he was young, but he is smoking hot now as a man. Every time that Scott Reese takes off his damn shirt and shows off that body, I am a hot mess. I cannot. And then when he, the way he kisses Olivia and the way they do this open mouth. Oh, my. I can't. Oh. Okay.
I got to calm him down.
All right. And then Sean and Carly. Oh, I love me some swirl.
Swirl. Chocolate.
I'm sorry.
Vanilla swirl.
She needs a man in her life.
She does.
That is going to put her over his knee and spank her when she's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the thing about that makes Sean and Carly work. Is that Carly can manipulate. This is a man that she cannot just. It's not that easy to manipulate him. Like,
oh,
the
no.
way she manipulates Sonny and Jason
and
Jax. This is the challenge. This is the challenge. And the two of them have this chemistry and the way that, and he brings out a softer side of Carly
mm-hmm.
that I've never seen before. And I like it. I like it a lot. So that's right now, that's
I
my
wish
only
I had a video of you saying that. It was so
that's,
cute.
That's my only thing right now that I'm enjoying
these
on General
poor
Hospital.
Poor guy's trying to deliver a freaking burrito to these people. He's been waiting for like a half. He finally got in.
Welcome to the Bronx, baby. Welcome to the Bronx.
I was going
to
say, it's poor guy.
So I'm very disappointed. Look, I tried to get into Days of Our Lives 2.0. It's still not my Days of Our Lives that I grew up in. They brought everybody back from the 80s. That's not when I watched it. So
okay.
I can't get into Days of Our Lives. Young and the Restless, I'm not going to watch. That show's
terrible.
A hot mess. It's terrible.
I
was trying to watch it for Jeannie Francis, and I just couldn't take it anymore. It was so bad. And Boone the Beautiful, I've never liked. So that's out of the question. Mm-hmm. So when One Night to Live and General Hospital are gone, that's it for daytime TV.
I know.
For me.
I know.
Very sad.
And we all know GH is going, right? Katie Couric.
Yeah, they could lie all
off.
They want. Oh, Katie Couric, and then somebody else has another show coming. I'm like, where are they putting all these shows?
I hope it crashes soon. I really do.
I don't know. And that show that replaced As the World Turns, The Talk, that's another hot mess. They just got rid of almost all the original hosts.
It's
not even
show.
On for a year.
It's a horrible show.
It's a horrible
Let's
show.
Let's not kid anybody.
All right. So what do you watch? You watch a lot of reality. We know
I
that.
I should be the reality
what,
person.
You talk about X Factor.
Me and Mel got Sarah Shahoka.
Tell them about X Factor. You like X Factor.
I'm loving me some X Factor.
I wish I could see it, but they're showing it like in 12-hour blocks. That's a lot
of
time.
Well, here is a lot of time. You're right. But what they're doing right is the addition of L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid is the bomb.
She was telling me about L.A. Reid.
He is the The producer. Big shot producer, hot shit producer.
No, he's the real deal. Unlike Randy Jackson, who I didn't know who Randy Jackson was until American Idol. Everybody knows L.A. Reid.
Yeah. His only problem is that for his boy, he's got the boys under 30 category. His only problem is that all he knows is hip-hop and rap. He did not take any country artists with him.
That was your one guy you told me that,
yeah. And that's a mistake. And the one guy that he took with him to the live shows that he cut was this, like, jazz singer, like, who's the guy? Not jazz singer, like the Frank Sinatra, crooner. Who's some of the famous crooners on the radio right now?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, exactly. He was just like him. And I love this guy. I was so happy he took him. And then he gave him they give them each a song that they think that they should sing. They gave him a crappy song that wasn't singable. Didn't show this guy's range. And, you know, he didn't take him with him. He took three black artists with him. A young hip-hop kid, a slightly older but still young hip-hop, you know, R&B hip-hop singer, and the guy who I do love, what the hell is his name, the meth user, Chris Renee. Okay. So that's good. There's this woman over 30, Stacy. She's amazing. There's this young girl, Rachel, who's 13, and Drew, who's 14. I think they're both 14. They are freaking amazing.
I gotta say, I've seen
talented freaking
Mama
people.
And Papa Hudson love the show.
So talented.
They're loving it. They're watching it. And I've seen
the
clips
here
and there.
The groups are okay. I'm not so crazy about the groups.
I've seen clips in here and there. And I gotta say, I'm impressed with it. I mean, the difference between this show and Idol is the people here actually can sing. I'm sorry.
Honestly, this, it's amazing.
This
to
makes me wonder about Idol.
Yeah.
All the years that we watch Idol, one of the things that I've never understood is how when we get to the final 12. Maybe one or two of them can actually sing.
Honestly, you're just waiting for everybody to go so you can see the people who actually sing.
Like, and every other show, it's one of the reasons that as much as NBC, everybody was like laughing about The Voice when it first started.
The Voice is good.
The Voice, not is it The Voice? Yeah, The Voice wound up being phenomenal because of the fact that people could sing.
Yeah.
And my sister loves watching the a cappella show, the sing-off. Mm-hmm. Everybody can sing.
Yeah.
So if all these shows can people sing, American Idol, why can't you get us some people that can sing?
Even the people that didn't make it to live shows, of like the top 32, I didn't know who they were going to pick because every single person that made the top 32 was so freaking good.
I saw this woman of a certain age performing this past week. A black woman of a certain age,
Stacey,
and she was
probably
phenomenal. I was blown. I'm like, how is this woman not recording?
Then there's a young girl that you would like, Melanie Cordero or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think she's Latina for sure. I think she might be Cuban. I'm not sure where she's from, but Simon wasn't going to pick her at first for the live shows, and then he went back and picked her, and then she beat out his two hussies that he had, that he thought could sing, and they can't sing.
What's Paula's category? Drug
she's
addicts?
She's the group. drug addicts in groups. Drug addicts.
Most likely to
abuse Xanax.
To abuse Xanax.
Yes. But she's actually good for groups. You know why? Because she's got the choreography background.
Yeah, yeah.
And they showed her doing choreography. She is fantastic.
Look, I know that everybody likes snapping.
No. You can snap on Paula, but Paula's been dancing since she was out the womb.
Say like,
and
people,
she can dance, and she still dances.
People
can
say what they want about Paula Abdul now and whatever, but the point was, because in this world, it's not even about. Look, I love me some Madonna, but I am not going to front and say that Madonna's the best singer in the world. Madonna is an entertainer. Mm-hmm. Madonna's the whole package, and for me, Paula Abdul may not have been the best singer in the world, but you can't front that at one time she was a big ass pop star. People, she was a big ass pop star. And I loved her songs, and I loved her CDs, and I still play them, and I still wish that she would get back into music, because even that song that she did when she was on American Idol, that's All I Want to Do Is Dance the Night Away, whatever, I love that.
It was fine.
I was like, but Paula's back. I mean, so don't, you know, I'm not going to front. I love me some Paula. So I wanted to tune in just to see Paula and Simon back together again. But then the thing is that they're showing it in 2 hours. I don't even like when my regular TV shows premiere with 2 hour blogs. That's what annoys me. It's like,
it's a lot.
I don't have time to be watching. It's barely enough time to get through 1 hour or something, let alone 2 hours.
I'm watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I can't watch any of those. I think those shows, every time, you know, usually reality shows, you watch and you get sucked in. Like the one about the Italian Mafia Wives on MTV or what? I'm not going to lie. That was horrible, but I got sucked into it.
You love the Jersey people.
I love the Jersey show, but the Reality Housewives, every time I tune into even a little bit of it, it is beyond dumb to me.
Well, like, they got a suicide coming up.
I can't.
Taylor's husband killed himself.
I don't even know who Taylor is.
Right.
Taylor Crawford?
No. That would be interesting.
Anyway.
I'm watching that. You're not watching any script that. I just finished Runway.
You're not watching that one scripted nighttime show.
I can't.
You're crazy.
I'm waiting for Mad Men 2012.
I'm telling you right now, you're missing out on some
of
the best
TV. You told me about
TV.
American Horror Story, whatever.
Oh, my God. For those of you who have not, American Horror Story on FX with Connie Britton and Dylan McDermott. For anybody who's a fan of suspense and horror, I'm going to get to that. For anybody who's a fan of suspense and horror, if you're not tuning in to American Horror, what Ryan Murphy did for musicals with Glee, he is doing for the horror genre.
Oh, Glee. Glee's starting this week.
Yes. For horror with this show. This show is, I can't even begin to, it is like everything in the kitchen sink that ever happened in every horror movie being thrown in.
What's her name?
But the best thing right now out of it, I mean, because Connie Britton's fabulous. Dylan McDermott is the major dilf. I'm sorry, this man is like Benjamin Button. It's like he's aging backwards. He is so hot. If nothing else, tune in to see him naked in almost every episode. He is gorgeous.
He's a good actor, too.
But the best reason to watch this show is Miss Jessica Lange. Jessica Lange is giving, I'm saying, give her the Emmy already. Let's not even have the category because it's going to be unfair to the other women that are nominated. She has to win Best Supporting Actress in a drama. She is phenomenal. She has created this character that any other actress would have probably played one note. And she has made this character so interesting and so three-dimensional and so twisted. It is like a Tennessee Williams character on crack. That's how fascinating this character is. And the line deliveries, the lines they give her and the way she chooses to deliver these lines is phenomenal. I cannot tell you. American Horror Story. And then for those of you who love soap operas, you are not missing out on Revenge. Because Revenge is classic, classic, classic soap opera to a T. And to watch Madeline Stowe and Emily Van Camp disarround each other with the looks and
I need to watch that too because that's on the ABC player.
Oh my God, I cannot
even
begin.
Did you start Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
I
love this. Some people, Once Upon a Time is going
to
be one of those shows that either people are going
to
love it or they're going
to
hate it. It's not for everybody. Some people, like Mel was kind of like, I'm going to give it a couple episodes. Didn't really grab me. I did agree with her. Jennifer Morrison was one of the leads. She's Snow White's daughter. She's very bland. I hate that because when I think of all the actresses that are out there, why can't you get somebody that can act?
Yeah.
There's soap actresses out there that could have turned this role out. But what saved her was the little boy that she's with in all the scenes that she's in. This little boy can act, and he carried her ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved everything about it. It's my kind of show. It's fantasy. I loved it. I saw Grimm, which is NBC's answer to Once Upon a Time.
Really? I haven't even heard of it.
It started on Friday night. It was okay. I didn't love it as much as I loved Once Upon a Time. I think there's a lot of potential, but I think it's all about the execution.
No, it's not going to make
execution.
It. There's no room for two.
They just...
Pan Am's already down the toilet, right?
I don't know. The ratings for Pan Am have been going down consistently every week. They have not officially canceled it. At one point, it seemed like it was a done deal. And then it seemed that the ratings got saved because they started adding it with the on-demand or the DVR. I don't know. So now they're saying that there's still hope for it. I personally have stopped watching it. I just could not. There's too much going on in Pan Am for my taste. It wants to be a comedy. It wants to be a romance. It wants to be a spy novel. It's like, make up your mind. What do you want to be? The one thing that I know it's not is a period piece. I'm sorry. The difference between something like Mad Men and Pan Am
is that
Mad Men goes through every inch of that show, from wardrobe
to costume, to set. The shape of the women's nails.
To how the actors you pick. Because that's the biggest peeve that I have on Pan Am. These actors come across like it's 2011, some of them. They do not seem like it's the 60s. And let me tell you something.
Do you know, on Mad Men, they have a strict rule. You cannot mispronounce. Like, you can't cut off anything. You can't say, I'm going to the store. You have to say, I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
Like, all your ings have to be pronounced.
That's the thing. Like, Pan Am doesn't come across like it's a period piece. And every time they do any of the airport scenes, because you know that airport stuff is all CGI, because they can't really, like...
Of course.
It looks too modern, and it takes me right out of it. So I gave up after the second or third episode. I couldn't watch it anymore. I finally started catching up to Desperate Housewives on demand. Because we have ABC and The Man. And I got to tell you, I'm sad that it's going, but it was time to go. I still say the only thing that's saving it is Vanessa Williams. I'm living for Ms. Vanessa Williams on that show. But everything has run its course. That show was really great the first season. And that was, to be honest with you, that was the only season that it was solid. Mm-hmm. The show's had great moments and great episodes.
Yeah.
But they've never had the consistency that they had in that first season ever again.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Desperate Housewives, thank you for entertaining us for 8 years, but it's time for you to go. It was time, honestly, it was time for you to go last year.
Oof.
But Vanessa Williams carried you guys. And she's still carrying you. I'm sorry, she is like a spark of life back in that show.
No chance for Susan Lucci on that show.
No, but Susan Lucci, we signed for a couple episodes of Army Wise. She's going to be playing opposite Kim Delaney.
I think she should play Kim Delaney's mom.
I don't think she'd like that. I really don't. Don't
she's 72 that. Years old.
She's not 72 years old.
Oh, sorry.
She's not 70. Well, we know she's not Erica Kane's age. Erica Kane's 56. Erica Kane's
younger than that.
Erica Kane. Omar Chu's been out for 42 years? 42.
58.
No, and the character was 14 when it started, or 16.
All right.
So,
yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Whatever.
Oh, look at the little baby.
Oh, he's so adorable. He's beautiful.
Look at the little baby.
He's beautiful.
Oh, he's so cute. All right.
I got to wrap up.
Walking Dead.
All right, fine.
Zombies, AMC, love it.
It's doing love very it. Well.
Love it, love it. What else? You're watching Revenge.
I'm watching Medium. Long Island Medium. I love her.
Suburgatory. What channel is Long Island Medium? You told me about that. I want to try that.
It's really good. All right. TLC.
You know what nights? I want to try
Sunday
to catch
nights,
that because that's
more like.
I'm
watching Dirty Soaps now. I got my Long Island Medium, and then I got Dirty Soaps. I'm gonna watch them back to back when I get home.
Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar, loving
Can
it.
Can I just tell you about Suburgatory?
What?
Do you really think it's great? Because I tuned in for one.
I don't think it's as strong as the shows that are before and after it. But I think it's the best thing they had in between those two shows.
That is not saying much, and that's what pisses me the hell off.
I think there's a lot of potential. I think there's a lot of potential. I think it needs to find itself. Not you think
it's really not as funny as it could be.
But that's what I'm saying. Like maybe it will become something.
It's so heavy-handed. It's so obvious. Everything. All the jokes are so obvious. She's super cool. Everybody else is suburban.
I'm saying it might find this group.
It's not
every comedy show was great at the beginning. Sex and the City wasn't.
Arrested Development was always great.
Yes,
and it got canceled after like 32 episodes.
But it's coming back for 10 episodes in a movie.
God
so.
Damn it, better because I'll kill
No,
myself.
They announced it. You didn't hear
I know
that?
I did. But,
but what I'm saying
so
is, look at Sex and the City.
Did
you ever
like
see the first season of Sex and the City?
I thought it was captivating. I thought there was something about it that
it
captured
awful,
me.
It was those first few episodes.
Something about it that captured me. I'm
well,
telling you right
Suburgatory,
now.
There's something about Suburgatory that catches me.
No,
I think it's going to get better.
Really? Oh, man.
I will say this. I'm more looking forward to Don't Trust That Bitch in Apartment 4B with Kristen Ritter. And that's the mid-season replacement. I don't know why that show wasn't point blank.
That's a great
did you see the trailer?
Title. That's a great.
Yeah, but
they
ABC's so scared they're blurting out the bitch part.
They're so stupid.
But did you go online and see the trailer for it?
I'm gonna
it looks
go.
Hysterical.
That sounds, honestly, that
it,
sounds brilliant.
It, to me, that was their best comedy. I don't know why that wasn't on
that
deck.
That sounds brilliant.
It was perfect.
Because you have freaking stupid ass executives like Brian Franz at that network making these decisions. And that's why it pisses me off. They made a decision like Charlie's Angels. That'll be a great show.
Oh, that's gone. Thank God.
We talked about that.
That was horrible.
You had Drew Barrymore in some meeting to an old
school. Oh, yeah. Tell them your story. Tell them. Go ahead. If it's Drew Barrymore.
I don't remember. You're overselling because I don't remember what I said. I'm sure she said something like, oh, my God. It'll be so awesome. We will put, like, hot girls in bikinis, and they will, like, shoot really big guns and catch the bad guys. It'll be, like, so awesome. And the guy in the fat car's like, yeah, Drew, it'll be great. Yeah, well, here's a zillion dollars for you. Go make a show.
I love that. Thank you.
And they put that idiot in charge. Come on now. Listen, I like Drew Barrymore enough. I think she's probably a very nice girl, but she is ditzy. Come on now. She's gotten ditzier and ditzier and stupider and stupider.
I know. There was a point where I really thought she was the future. Like,
oh my God.
Did Never Been Kissed and Ever After, and she seemed to be
like.
And
then she got
real,
like a midlife complex.
I don't know.
Everything has to be dumb and ditzy and cute and like tits and ass and stuff.
Yeah.
So they had that. They had, like you said, they had Pan Am, which could have been a good show. Had someone in a freaking suit committed to a period piece. We talked about this. That Peggy on Mad Men, Elizabeth, what's her name?
Olsen.
Peggy Olsen.
Peggy Olsen.
Whatever her name is.
Elizabeth Moss.
she came on that show the first episode and she had a freaking sausage roll for bangs. She could not have looked uglier. But you know what? They had smart people making the show. And you know what? Women did their hair like that. And even if they look butt ugly, that's how they did their hair. And she showed up for 12 episodes with that damn nasty ass sausage in her forehead. He's laughing. It's true. And I love the show for that because that's how women looked. They didn't look like 2011 dressing up in 1960. They looked like they did in 1960, mm-hmm. 1950, whatever. So that's why I hate executives at television shows, network television shows. They're stupid. They have no balls. They have no vision. They have no ideas. They focus group everything to death. They freaking suck. They fire Dorian. They make Tina and Cord go away when we love them.
Yes. Oh, I got BBC America now in the Bronx, Cablevision.
Ooh, you're a culture Puerto Rican.
I know. I'm a culture Puerto Rican now. Oh, I'm goodness. Addicted to Doctor Who.
Very classy.
Addicted to Doctor Who. Doctor Who's my new, like my new.
I got to find out about BBC America.
Wow, you don't have BBC
America? I might have it, actually.
Doctor Who, I feel like I've been deprived all these years by not having Doctor Who in my life. Like, I knew about it, and I heard about it, but now I'm seeing it, and I'm in love and awe of this show.
The police left, and they didn't pull us over.
I just can't get enough of Doctor Who.
You know what I saw on the BBC America?
What?
The Britain's worst teeth. Let me tell you, there were some bad teeth.
Well, those Brits have some bad teeth,
girl. Well, you know what it was, though? The truth is that these people had phobias of the dentist. So they literally let their teeth, like, was disgusting, like, rot out of their heads, like little nubs.
I have a teeth thing.
It was compelling television.
I'm sorry. I can't. Died. That's a deal breaker.
Most of these people have to have implants.
That's a deal breaker for me. That's a deal breaker for me. If I talk in a guy and he has like a brown tooth or a green tooth or missing a tooth or has that gold thing in his mouth.
Gee, you think that's a deal breaker?
That's a deal breaker for me.
Why would that be a deal breaker, or Jordan Hudson?
No, girl, I don't. Let me tell you something. For some people, that doesn't matter. But
are you kidding me?
Does.
You got to be crazy.
No.
If your mouth is funky like that, think about your privates.
Ew,
am I right?
That.
Think about your feet and your privates.
Anyway.
If you can't take care of something that people see and smell every single day, you got the nastiest fungalist privates on America.
The only thing that I got to tell you
especially
is that
the ladies.
BBC America shows 24 hours a day, I feel like they're showing Kitchen Confidential.
Clean breath, clean vagina. I'm telling you right now.
Kitchen.
Man, if you know a woman who's obsessed with a clean mouth, she got the cleanest vagina you ever known. I'm telling you, it's true. Check out the toes, too. Although I got nasty toes, but I got really clean vagina. My mother taught me when I was little. Puerto Rican mothers teach their daughters how to wash. She taught me when I was little how to wash my tonton. What? Why are you laughing? Why do you get to talk about things like that and I can't? He's turning red. Why do you get to talk about sex and penetration and I talk about a clean thong thong and you get quiet and red? What? We got a podcast to finish. I gotta go to the Halloween.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
we were talking about BBC America.
So they show a kitchen. This is okay. We gotta go. All right, we gotta go.
We do have to go.
We have to go because she has a long ride home.
I do have a long ride home.
You have a long ride home. I will. Girl, what is wrong with you?
I did it again.
Stop doing that. That's so
scary. I have my UGG boots on because we had my fake UGGs because we had a big snowstorm. And so I keep forgetting where I'm putting my feet, and I keep putting it on the gas. If we were in gear, that expedition would be gone.
All right, I promise you guys, next podcast, I will let you know what Ellis did to me so I can get people to react to that.
Because I want
to
know.
He's even off my Facebook page. I'm mad at him.
You always have these little things with that Queen Ellis.
He cock-blocked me, and I'm just over it. And he's supposed to be my best friend.
No,
and
he does this
thing.
He's your sugar mama. That's the problem with
this. He's not my sugar mama.
Yes, he is. He takes you to Puerto Rico. He pays for all your drinks at the bar.
You know what he did? You know what he did? We were on the outs, and
he calls me up,
and he goes like this. He goes, I'm in Puerto Rico. Do you want to come? I haven't talked to him in months. And I go, are you paying for the airplane? He goes, yeah. I go, all right, I'm down.
Damn.
And I told him when I got that, I said, and the reason I agreed to this is because I deserve this for putting up with your shit for all these years.
He paid for everything, right?
He paid for the airplane and the hotel room.
He didn't pay for food?
Sometimes.
There you go. He paid for most of it. He takes you out all the time.
And I had taken him out at times when I'm fluid. I have.
Fluid. That's an interesting choice of words.
No, well, see, there was this one time where he wasn't making any money, and I actually gave him a job and paid him.
All right, fine.
So he always feels, you know.
Fine.
No, I, look,
he,
I never.
He keeps you to an extent. To an extent, he keeps you. And when you, your attention, he's like a little baby. When your attention's not on him 100%, he doesn't like you.
Look, I'm going to tell you this.
He cock-block you.
I'm going to tell you this. He, when it comes,
Dr. Ashley.
When it comes to being generous with the money and like paying for the drinks at the Capitol, he's great at that.
And that's why he expects
but
your devotion in
when
return.
It comes to being the kind of friend that I feel a friend should be, having a friend's back, he sucks at that. Because Ellis only thinks about Ellis. You're right. He doesn't know how
he's
to
like
put anybody else's needs ahead of his own.
He's
that's why when I thought he got his nephew and now he's raising his nephew, that would change him because he's finally going to have somebody, you know, who's need. But anyway, I digress. We will talk about what he did next podcast.
We'll also tell
you about what's going on in my love life or lack of. Girl, I went to the gym. I went to the gym.
I'm sorry if I had bad breath.
No, I went to the gym uptown. And I got cruised by girls at the gym. And all I kept thinking is like, why is it that these women are hitting on me and looking at me? One girl openly hit on me and I'm like, what am I sending out that only women drool on me, but guys don't? Huh? She was cute.
Were you attracted to her?
Oh, yeah, I was attracted. I'm still attracted to women.
That's why I'm wondering.
No, I haven't slept with a girl in a long time. And the thing is, like, if I was going to go there and go with a girl, I would have to tell her. I could not, in good conscience,
sleep with a girl. This is why my man is a man.
And no, I could not, without telling her, I've been with guys. That's foul to me. I don't do that.
I agree with that.
You know, and for the most part, like, you know, I mean, see, like, at a gay bar, it's different because they know I'm there. They don't care, obviously, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. It's just like, but it just breaks my heart because here I am working at a gym that's predominantly gay, and I never get hit on by any of the guys there. And here I was at a party last night, party, and not one guy hit on me or looked at me.
You were working the freaking door, and I've seen you with your game face.
I know. When I'm at work, I'm at work.
You have the straightest game face. No one's going to hit on you. Are you kidding me? You're a freaking security guard.
But you know what? I got pictures of some of the guys that I'm crushing on at the gym, so I'm going to post up on my Facebook page.
You should. I want to see.
I have a major crush on Luke. Luke, David, the other Luke.
Luke from Daytime Confidential?
I don't know what Luke looks like. His voice sounds hot.
I know. He sounds so cute.
He sounds very cute. All right. We got to wrap this up because you got to go home. And I got to go to a party.
You didn't tell me about this. You said, I'm free Saturday night. No problem. I'm free. Today's Sunday.
Today's Sunday.
I'm free Sunday night. No problem.
I am free. I'm going to go watch Once Upon a Time.
I got to go watch my shows, too.
And Good Wife. All right. Oh, Good Wife. Watch The Good Wife.
Yeah. That looks good, too.
Freaking phenomenal, The Good Wife.
I saw 10 minutes of it. It was great.
All right.
Listen, if you want to write us, you can still email me. You know that. I'm still around, people, even though I don't act like it. PVP@PineValleyPodcast.com. I got Twitter, and I never Twitter. But I think I will I'm going to tell you I'm on Twitter and it's going to be the best Twitter you ever heard in your life. So you better sign up. PV Podcast is the Twitter name. Go to Jordan's Facebook page. He's amazing.
I'm always at my Facebook page. So you guys
and
can
you got to start posting on the
I'm
blog.
Trying
the
to
blog
get back
is going
to
die without
you. I swear to God that
you.
I went to the blog the other
just
day and it wouldn't let me on.
Just post as me. I don't give a shit. Do you understand? Use my credentials. I will
email
mail them.
Email
I will.
Them.
I really want you to because I'm not able to always keep up the blog. Shadow works his ass off keeping up the
I know,
blog.
I know, but then I get on the blog.
I need you to participate on the
blog. I know,
blog.
But I get on the blog, and it will let me do it one time, and the next day it says that I'm not
it's
a
so
person.
Fun of it.
I am not. Why would I not be on the blog, girl? I'm on Facebook every day. Why would
I
be on the
I'm
blog
send
every
you
day?
My credentials, and I want you. I actually want you to post as me because we need the postings.
Okay.
All right. We need to keep everybody informed and in tune, and I love that community. The community, you guys are so great. PineValleyPodcast.blogspot.com.
The 10 of you that are listening to this podcast, you keep us rolling.
PineValleyPodcast.blogspot.com. Just go to PineValleyPodcast.com, click through to the blog, and leave your ass to thoughts and commentary. First guy we want to thank is Shadow because he is amazing. He keeps up our blog. He's our third co-host. We've heard from him once, and we got to get you back on the show, Shadow. You're too astute to be just writing away. Mm-hmm. We also want to thank Luis for his amazing opening. And openings that he's done for us. We got to figure out something new, Luis. So Jordan reminded me, since we're not really all my children anymore.
Yeah.
Until it comes back, if it comes back, and which we're a little dubious on that.
Yeah.
Who else do you want to thank? Oh, listen, go visit Daytime Confidential, because they're keeping us up on
Jamie,
everything.
Jamie, Jillian, Luke,
and the gang over there. www.daytimeconfidential.com.
WeLoveSoaps.net.
What else?
TV
Guy Canada.
TV Guy Canada, they don't do soaps no more.
Yeah, that's right. What's his name? Got fired.
I know.
For being a jackass.
But Canada, for those of you, go visit Canada. We love Canada. We love Canadians.
Toronto Tourism.
I'm still praying that one day I can afford to go to Toronto.
We love Terry. We love Susan and Elise.
Yes, we love.
We're more famous in Canada than
we
here.
We love Eric. I love Eric.
Eric's crushing on you, Eric.
Eric's my Canadian crush.
Absolutely.
I got to get up there. They look like Eric.
What else do you want to say?
Newsarama.com. I'm going to shout out for Newsarama.com because I didn't realize so many of our listeners were comic book fans like me. So
right.
Newsarama.com is where all I get my info for news regarding comic books and movies and superhero related stuff. So,
listen, we're thankful that you five are all still here with us listening. We love recording our podcast for you. we'll be back again soon. We'll be talking. We'll mostly be focusing mostly on soaps. So.
Well, this was a little off. This is our first time without all my children's anchor.
It'll be so One Life to Live as the anchor.
And then
soap talk for sure.
Because we want to talk nighttime.
A lot of our fans have asked us to continue talking about soaps. And I think that makes sense. And I love talking about soaps and soap actors. So we'll do that. Jordan's got the nighttime drama beat. I got the nighttime
reality show.
A little bit.
And then we'll talk about my life. I should talk about your kids.
I'm talking about my kids.
It'll be like a variety show. But it'll be like Regis live with Regis and Kelly, except we're both more alive than Regis. What is he to Regis?
I don't feel bad for Regis. He's richer than God. Are you kidding me? He probably owns a whole entire building.
Oh my God, he's so cute. He's going to die.
He's adorable. His mom is looking out.
Why? Where's the mother?
She's right there. Right, the brother's right there. The mother's
inside.
Right,
well, they
got their
eye on him.
Oh, she's right there. She's not that far.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
I know you say I don't eat enough, but I do.
No, you're not.
Thank you for cooking for me, though. If I set you up on a date, would you go?
You think I'm stupid? I don't trust your taste, because you have very bad taste in man.
It's not very bad taste. It's maybe not your taste.
No. I like gentlemen. Have you ever asked yourself, maybe I don't want to have other guy in my life?
Maybe your kids feel like it's important.
I say you not understand.
Well,
I'm still in love with your dad. When he died, he took my soul with him.
That's crazy.
When you find the right person as I did, why not?
No one will ever be good enough in your book.
Oh, yeah. Gentleman, generous, good in heart. Dick.
And what part of that is Brandon not?
Hold up.
You say that kind of stuff all the time. That's not nice.
I didn't like him from beginning. Then I noticed how he treats you. I will not bless you.
Why would you say that?
Because he have to treat you right.
He treats me right.
What way? He never buy you even one flower, Nadia. Come on.
Oh, my God. You're so exaggerating.
No, I'm not. I have seen with my own eyes. I ask why you not buy her flowers. You say flowers are expensive. They die after 2 days.
Oh, Mom.
You get married, you have a children. I will kill you myself. Here. There is the biggest knife.
Why? Why would you say that?
Oh, because he's not the right person, Nadia.
I'm not going to argue with you because I'll get nowhere anyway.
Good. You do, Moochie. I love my baby. No, can I have a kiss?
No.
No.
You're not nice to me.
I've been a bitch. I've been an honest bitch.